This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO.
Go Cards.
Your sports station.
It's the Cards of the Abes tonight from home base, the Chippewa Ice Arena. And looky here in the booth with me, I have my old broadcast buddy, Scott Tripler, the Chi High goaltender from years ago. Had a couple of boys that went through the program as well. Been a few years, Trips, since we've been together.
Absolutely, Greg. It's great to be back and seeing your smiling face.
Good to be with you again, too. Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial. The Cards come in here at 16-6-1. And the Abes, I should say, that's Memorial 16-6-1, and the Cards are 15-8. But Trips, the teams have been going in different directions. Chi High has lost 5 of their last 8. Memorial's won 7 of their last 8, and they are the number one seed in the section this year.
Absolutely, Greg. You know, I've been following, you know, the Cardinal hockey program this year, and you know, they started out on fire, and like you said, Memorial started off, you know, not that hot. And like we were talking about before the broadcast, it's not really how you start, it's how you finish.
Yep.
And, you know, this Memorial team is a little scrappier team than years past. Not as much God-given talent out there,
right,
but they're making up for it with, you know, the scrappiness play. And the Cardinals started out scrappy.
Yep.
And, you know, now they're hitting a wall. But, you know, it only takes one game to have a get-right game and
exactly,
come back and build on something.
This is the last game to do that before the postseason, which begins on Tuesday at home against Ashland. And Chippewa would love to sweep Memorial. Neither Scott Parker or I can remember the last time we beat Memorial. Maybe back to the 90s, twice in a season. We beat them this year. Probably the most complete game of the year, a 5-1 win earlier in the year, January 10th over there. We did that as a broadcast game. And Chi High, pretty much from the drop of the puck in the first period to the final buzzer, played great hockey, dominated Memorial, and beat them 5-1. But this is kind of a banged-up team, a team that's maybe shaken a bit emotionally, mentally here, wondering, okay, we were the number three team in the state, fell to 4, now we're out of the poll. And what's happening to our club here?
Yeah, and it all starts with confidence. I think right now they're lacking some confidence because of the slump they're in. You know, but they have to find a way to dig deep, and part of that is starting with the defensive side of the, you know, puck. Is, you know, defense is going to have to step up and, you know, allow, because right now they're not scoring a lot of goals per game.
Nope.
So you know, what's that tell you? You can't let them score.
Exactly. You bet. And sometimes when you don't want them to score, you know you can't let them score. You're gripping those sticks pretty heavily, pretty hard, and you're not playing loose.
No, and that's exactly right. What you said is, you know, they start pressing, so to speak, you know, and they start, you know, getting tight, and they don't play loose and have fun. So different than any other sport or anything that you do is if you're out there having fun, you play a little loose,
you
play with a little flow.
Some pond hockey, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Backyard hockey. So let's talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game tonight. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How does a team like Chi High, a good team, I mean, they've got a lot of talent, how do they break out of the current slump they're in?
Yep. You know, that's a great question. I don't know if there's a really right or wrong answer there, Greg, but in my opinion, I think the defense is going to have to step up a little bit earlier and confront the offensive, power of Memorial.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they can't let them get deep in zone. They have to step up early. With that, I believe, honestly, they're going to have to get ahead of the game. It seems
early and often.
It seems like they have not been a team that plays well from behind.
Yep.
So those are my two areas I believe that it is. If they can do those two things, they'll have a good chance to win tonight.
Yeah, and we were talking about goaltending. You're an old goaltender. You know what that's all about. It's tough when you start losing games, when you give up goals that maybe you think you should have had, to get it back, get that confidence back.
Yeah, it's tough. I say confidence in general is for all players, but for a goaltender,
yeah,
it's even worse.
Yeah.
I was a little more fiery,
right.
So for me, but for some goaltenders that are a sit-back goaltender,
yep,
that
exactly,
are calmer, it's really tough because they start thinking, you know, one thing about goaltender, I've always told you, Greg, you have to have a short memory.
That's exactly right.
And I don't know Derek Strong very well. He was playing well in the beginning of the year, so, you know, I believe that he's got it in him to be a good goalie and help the Cardinals win. However, right now I think that he just needs to get a game where he gets some confidence back and build off that.
All right, this is Cardinal Countdown. Trips and I up here in the booth. Dawson Halverson, awesome Dawson Halverson, our producer back at the WOGO Communication Center. We're going to send Trips downstairs to talk with assistant coach Austin Redders or Scott Parker on our pregame show live, get their take on the game tonight as we continue with Cardinal Countdown. Chi High Memorial tonight, boys hockey. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at simforkids.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Cardinal Countdown tonight, Chi High Hockey against Eau Claire Memorial, the regular season finale here, as the Cards are 15-8, 8-5 in conference, and ECM at 16-6-1. Overall, they are 11-2 in the Big Rivers. And Memorial, the number one seed in the section this year. I talked to their head coach, Mike Collins in his third year, and just saying that, hey, I expect it to be just the opposite of our record right now. We're 16-6-1. I thought we'd be like 16-1 or something, somewhere around there with the players that we had. They lost a couple of kids to elite academy play, one to an academy in Ohio, another one in Indianapolis, and they didn't have the cupboard wasn't bare, but they weren't the team, the typical Memorial team, but they have really responded. He's had some great kids, and they've responded to his coaching, and they've had a really good season. They started out with seven straight victories. Chi-High won eight of their first nine, but the Cards' season has kind of imploded on them here in the last couple of weeks, and Chi-High fell to the number five at seed. They will play Ashland here in a regional game on Tuesday night. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown will be on the air with you here on WOGO for that one. And then if they win, they will play the winner of the Hudson game. Hudson will play Merrill. And if Hudson wins, that game, as far as I understand, is going to be over in Hudson. In the overall series, Eau Claire Memorial leads with 70 victories against 29 losses and three ties. Aves have won 17 of the last 21 games between the two teams. And like I mentioned a little bit earlier in the Cardinal Countdown show here, can't remember the last time Chi-High swept Eau Claire Memorial in a season. It's been at least a couple of decades, and if they can pull off a victory here tonight, then they will do that for the first time in many, many years. But it has been a long time coming, and Chi-High, hey, they've got the talent to do it. They've got some fine juniors, some terrific sophomores as well, and we'll see if they can pull off the victory and go into the postseason with a win on the right foot here after a tough last couple of weeks. So we're going to head down very shortly and hear from one of the coaches. Trips is down there waiting for either Austin Rutters, the assistant coach, or Scott Parker coming out here in just a few moments. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. You can stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Expecting a full house here tonight for Chi-High Memorial. Always terrific, terrific play between these two teams. All right, let's go downstairs. I think Trips is ready right now. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Greg. I'm here with Coach Parker. Coach, so tonight we got a familiar foe of Chi-High Cardinals, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Two clubs are kind of going different directions, but this is your regular season finale. It's been quite some time since you've swept the Memorial Old Abes, and this is your chance to do it tonight. With that, getting back on the winning track and getting into the postseason in a positive light.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, it's a stepping stone game. And all that being said, you know, Scott, it's been a pretty fun year with three seniors and the fourth toughest schedule in the state. And, you know, it's been a ride. And, you know, there's a couple holes in our game that are going to need fixing. But, you know, this has been a pretty enjoyable year. These guys, the locker room's tight. The players are pulling for one another. Our Achilles heel is our first period, and we got to get out of here even or better. So we can do that, then we got a game, but we got to get out of the first period.
Yeah, you know, Greg and I were talking before the game, Coach. You definitely have the talent to do this, and it starts with having confidence to get out of the, you know, get back on the winning track. And that is where the team, you talk about being close-knit, they have to come together with that confidence to turn it around.
Exactly. We're starting three seniors tonight up front, and it stems from them. They've been great leaders throughout the year, and right now they got to give those sophomores a little extra confidence and let them know what kind of game this is, so they know they've been here. And this is a game that, I imagine that, you know, that we're pretty even in talent. It's just who wants it more.
Agreed, Coach. And there's two things that Greg and I are talking about that we think that is going to be a key game. And one is the defensive side of the puck for Chi-High Cardinals. They're going to have to step up and contain the Memorial Old Abes for a little bit. And second is, I believe, now I could be wrong, that if you guys get up early, I think that will be a key of the game.
It is. We're a second and third period team. You're exactly right. It's just getting out of the first. And to tell you the truth, first 5 minutes of the New Richmond game, we put it on them. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it was. One goal, two goals, three goals. And it just reared its ugly head again. And that's the head scratcher for us as coaches. We've had Tammy Sloviak and are trying to help us and trying to get through this. And we're going to, one shift at a time in the first period, try to get through this.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Eau Claire Memorial in the purple sweaters with the black breezers and the white trim here tonight. Chi High, their home whites, red and black trim. And the Abe's going to start out with Roberts, Autumn, and Diggins, a freshman. On that first line, Byrne and Madsen, the defenseman, and the Cards counter on their first line, Jackson Hoym, Mason Johnson. And up on the first line now is Brett Carlson, the sophomore. Goaltender matchup, Reed Ryback, the senior, for Memorial. He has a save percentage of 907, goals against of 188. And for the Cards, Derek Strong, save percentage of 894, goals against average of 219. Derek is 15-8. Reed Ryback 11-5-1 on the season. So the Cards coming in here desperately in need of a victory. They're 15-8, and Memorial riding high right now at 16-6-1 on the season. So we got puck drop just a few minutes away here on WOGO. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight. The, what is it, 105th meeting, I think, of the series for these many, many years. So we'll take a break. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back for puck drop here. It's Thursday Night Hockey on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cards Hockey Tonight, WOGO. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart along with Scott Tripler here. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios. You can hear us at 680 AM, 103.1 FM, or stream us at WOGO.com. No Cards TV tonight. They're following the gymnastics meet at the Birdcage here tonight, so no Cards TV. Do our best to bring it home to you audibly here tonight, give you a verbal picture of what's going on. Our officials tonight, we got Matt Coyle and Jordan Watson are the referees, and Scott Thiessen is our linesman, and here we go. Last regular season game of the year for Chi High. This rink is going to host the sectional finals, and be great if we could play in that one on the 24th, Friday the 24th, but that's a long way off here.
It is, but it only takes a little bit to get some comms back, yeah, and get there. You know, never say never, right?
That's right. One game at a time once you hit the postseason. Here we go. It's senior night, so we got Reed Post out there. Jack Bowlby, who's injured. I'm not sure how many shifts he's going to play, but he's out there right now. He's a tough nut. And he might stick around. He's going to come off right now. Okay, he's got that shoulder injury. He wanted to be there for drop of the puck. They're going to honor the seniors a little later on tonight. But Chai's got three of them. Memorial with nine seniors on their team, and they bring it in right now. Here's a shot on net, and it came off. Derek Strong hit the back of the cage, and that ricocheted into the corner, but the A's still have it, kept in at the point by Nick Madsen. Madsen and Byrne are their top two scorers, and they're on the blue line for Memorial. Here's Chai High. Andrew Johnson swept it in. He's going to peel off on a line change, and the Cards get that line back out. See, Jack is on the ice right now. Jack Bobby still out there for... Am I seeing Jack out there?
Maybe yeah, he's right
yep.
there.
And yeah, there he is.
Almost looked like he was playing defense.
Yeah, I thought he was too. Well, maybe that's what they're going to do with that shoulder injury. And we got Bolden also injured tonight, so he's not playing. And looks like Jack is going to shift back to the blue line here.
I just got word that Jackson Bolden is out, Greg, like you said, and right. Jack Bovey's going to be playing D tonight.
Oh, man, with that shoulder injury. He is a gamer, isn't he? Chai High with it off the fence on the near side, and they bring it into the Memorial zone, but quickly cleared by the Abes. But here comes Jack as he dances his way in. He's got to play a little gingerly out there, but something tells me he's not going to lay back too much. This one is dropped in behind the goaltender, Reed Ryback. We saw him the first game. Chai High got to him, beat him 5-1. Here's Memorial, a hard shot that bounced high off the pads of Derek Strong and was shuffled out of play here.
You know, Greg, those Bovey boys just have a tough luck because Drew Bovey and Jack Bovey injuries, you know,
for the season.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for the Bovey household.
It would have been so much fun to have Drew and Jack
out
there.
Yeah, especially Jack being a senior
time.
And the brothers playing together. Yeah.
Oh man, hurt so much when his bone didn't heal from that injury. Had to have it reset and gone for the season here. Chai High with the win in the Abe zone. Kept back at the point there by Thorpe, the fine freshman defenseman. But laid right onto the tape of Sam Windholm, and he'll bring it in. Rifles one wide of the cage. Chai High clears it back into the center circle, but standing right there is the defenseman Walker Woodworth. And he threw one into the left wing corner. Cards trying to bring it out. They can't do it. Bounces around. Now it's going to be picked up by Windholm. His shot is on to the stick of Kircher. Kircher danced with it in the zone. Here's one on net. Patted into the corner by Strong. And it goes along the goal line in the Chai High zone. Comes back to the point. Picked up right there by Byrne. A heavy shot that was right into the pads of Strong, and he hangs on.
One thing I'm noticing from the Eau Claire Memorial Abes, Greg, is they're forechecking two guys at a time. They're very low, and they're going at Chai and the forecheck very heavily. So Chai's going to have to find a way to break it out of their zone.
Face off to the right of Strong. Abes get it at the point. Now they throw it around inside the zone, and a quick shot by Connor. That one hit the leg of Strong and clears the rink right here. 14:27 left to go, first period, no score. JV game earlier tonight, Eau Claire Memorial all over Chai High's JV team, 8-0. What was that you were going to say?
I was going to say that, you know, with Jack Hurt, Jack's blow out, you know, the players like Jackson Horning and Mason Johnson have to step up. They've been doing it all year. They're going to have to continue to do so.
Yeah, that's for sure. Here's Andrew Johnson, took a feed, tosses this one in the left wing corner, comes around the fence and gets caught up behind the. Oh, there's Reed Post, the senior on senior night, who had a chance. He was sitting right off the paint, got a feed from behind the net, and rifled one right into the goaltender Ryback, and this one is cleared back out to neutral by the Aves. Banked off the wall on the near side. Nice play right there by Swobes to stand up the Aves player. And here is Jack Bovey. Bovey with the puck, turns, fires it up the rink, and this one is thrown back out to neutral ice, and Eau Claire Memorial is right there in transition to drop it back in the Chai High D zone. And this is, again, dumped out to neutral, taken right there by Kircher for the Abes. And here is Autumn on the forecheck, feeds it out in front. There's traffic out there in front of Strong, and bodies flying all over the place. We have a delayed call right here, 13:19 left to go. And we got a trip call in the Chi-High D zone.
Yeah. You know, games like this, Greg, you're going to need somebody to step up that hasn't been stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Gets a goal here and there.
Krista is going to get the gate for tripping here. And so Memorial will be on the first power play of the night. Yeah, I guess Bobby, we didn't do the New Richmond game, but I guess they pulled him back to D on that night, too. Save a player like Jack. If he can play, then find a spot for him, huh?
Absolutely. If he thinks he can do it at D, you know, and still play, then you have to let him.
Yep.
You know,
senior year.
Yep, senior year. As long as you're not going to, you know, have any further injury, if it's not going to, you know.
Memorial on the PP, 19.4%. Chi-High on the kill at 93.1%. And the Abes have the man advantage right now for the Cards. Carter Bobie out there, along with Jackson LeMay. Swobes on the ice. And you got Thorpe. So you got heavy on D right here on this penalty kill. Eau Claire Memorial's got it right now. They feed it in the right wing circle. A centering pass right there. This one ricochets back to Byrne at the blue line. Hands off to Madsen to his right. Madsen's got it right now. Hanging on to it to Byrne. Changes places. Top of the wheel on the right side. He dangles with it over to Madsen. Centering pass right there. Trying to get a deflection. Went all the way into the right elbow and right back to the point. Here is Memorial's Mac Diggins, the freshman. Third leading scorer on the team. Back over the left circle for Nick Madsen, who cheated up from the D spot. Over to Byrne. Back to Madsen. Wheels and deals. Shoots. And that one swallowed up by Strong with 12:09 left to go in the first period, 51 left on the power play.
You know, you were talking to the Memorial coach Mike Collins about, you know, they're his expectations were this high, but he's also getting production from people he didn't think he was going to, that freshman,
exactly.
Dugans and things of that nature.
Yeah.
He's getting production from people he didn't think he was going
to. Right, and they bought into his plan. He said they're a good group of kids to coach, no problems, and that makes a world of difference. 48 left to go on the power play and cleared. Nice play right there by the Cards, Jackson Hoym. So we got a new set of Cards on the kill right here. Hoym, Johnson's out there. We got Thorpe and Jack Bobie. Veteran crew out there on this penalty kill. 30 seconds left to go on the Abes power play. And Chi-High is going to clear this one all the way down. And they'll just let the Abes grab it deep in their own zone. 19 on the power play clock left here. And this is Dylan Byrne. Byrne is going to skate it all the way down into the right corner. Hands off. Gets a feedback. Byrne goes cross ice there. Intended for Madsen. Just didn't quite reach it. Had to go and peel it off the wall. There's a shot from Dylan Byrne. Through traffic, kicked around in front of Derek Strong and beat him low right there.
Greg, that was not Derek Strong's fault. He didn't see the puck. They had two guys in front of that, and our defense men were backing into him. They got to clear it out in front of the net. Our defensemen have to clear the front of the net out.
Time of that goal was 5:43 of the first period. The Abes have struck first. Dylan Byrne is going to get credit for the goal because he was the last guy wearing purple to touch him. I think it did, the old carom thing. The pool, five ball in the four pocket or something. Here comes Eau Claire Memorial again with some juice into the zone. 10:53 and counting left to go first period. This one goes into the left wing corner. And Brett Christa is going to chase it down on the half wall. Eau Claire Memorial there to stop him on the breakout. Here's Mac Diggins. Diggins had it. Wheeled around and tried to hand off to his teammate, but Chi-High got in the middle of it and clears it. And a one-hopper by the goaltender, Reed Ryback. Went down, blocked it, left it for his D. And this one's going to scoot into the Chi-High D zone, but there's an icing on Memorial.
You know, and those are the goals. I mean, if you've seen a good goal, boom, 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 okay, yeah. Those are goals that you're like, oh, you know, because you know you could have, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say, though, I've been seeing it in the beginning of the game. They're getting too deep in front of the goaltender. They got to clear. The Chippewa Falls defensemen have to clear out in front of the net.
Well, it's got lots of time here. Got to bear down and see if we can tighten things up in our own defensive zone. Here comes Memorial. It is Dylan Byrne, the defenseman who wheels and deals, comes in. Man, they give him a green light to skate all the way in, and he did right there. But the Cards got in front of their goaltender that time and stopped it. Here is a long distance shot off the stick of Noah Kircher, and plenty of room to see that coming in for Derek Strong. So he'll hang on to that one. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Back to action, 9:54 left to go. First period, Cards trail it 1-0. And the puck floats back out between the blue lines. Here is Mason Johnson, turns, throws one rink wide over to Brett Krista. He'll come in and lob one into the left wing corner. He's going to be stopped by the Abe's D right in back of their goaltender, Ryback. Chi-High on the forecheck right now. Peeled off the dasher by Mason Johnson. He's going to try to head to the hole. Now he ducks in behind Ryback along the goal line, and this is going to be dumped back to center as Krista skates off to his left. We'll throw it in. The Cards in the midst of a line change. They get the Jackson LeMay line back out there again. And here comes ECM across the blue line. Cards were there to hold him up. But ricochets back into the left wing corner. 9 minutes exactly left to go in the period. Memorial's got it right now. They bounce it off the wall back to the D. Here is Folke, who turned, threw a wrist shot wide of the cage. And this one's going to come back out to neutral ice. Here is the very talented Dylan Byrne. Dances around one player, tips toes into the zone, and heads into the left wing corner. Now he'll throw it back out to the D. This one's going to come off the inboards and ricochet right to Todd Kircher. And the Cards able to get the TO right there. But this one's going to come through the legs of Andrew Johnson. So
they had
off just a little bit on that one.
Yeah, they had an opportunity. If they could have got that pass out in front of Johnson, he could have had a one-on-one rush, but
typifies a lot of game what's left. Been happening here.
A lot of game left.
Yep, that's for sure. 8:24 on the clock. Shots 8-1 in favor of the Abes so far here tonight. And this one is dumped into the right wing corner. Off the draw. Chi-High's got it. They march out of their zone. Here is Carlson. Mishandled it. Came back. Backhands it in the left wing corner. And Chi-High is into the zone. Into the right wing corner now. A scrum starts to develop, and it's on the half wall in the Abe's D zone. Who's going to come up with it? Chi-High in the forecheck. Carlson had it for a moment, couldn't control. Carlson, though, backpedals, keeps the zone right here, and Chi-High trying to set something up. Centering pass in the high slot right there for Mason Johnson, but he was tied up in Abe's stick right in his midsection, so he didn't get much on it. And Eau Claire Memorial will dump the puck right on the net. This one is cycled around all the way out. Memorial's got a player in the zone, so they've got to get him out. That was Mac Diggins, who was racing as much as he could at the end of his shift to get out of the zone. Memorial again on the delayed offsides, and Chi-High's got space and time right here. This one is angled off the boards. Chi-High back out to neutral. Here's the senior Reed Post. Comes into the zone, and we'll dump this in the right wing corner. Another senior, Ezra Lindstrom, is right there. Lindy on the half wall right here, trying to hold it. Johnson comes back to help him out. Memorial has it right now, and they're wheeling back out to neutral ice, and this is Nick Mattson. Mattson skates from right to left, moves into the blue line, throws it in, and Eau Claire Memorial ready to set up, but there's the pick. Andrew Johnson's got it. He'll dump it in and come to the bench for a line change. Chi-High will get a fresh set of players on the forward line right here, and it's cleared Back out to neutral with 6.5 left to go in the first period. Cards have it right here. This is Ethan Foyles. Foyles came in, had it crushed off his stick, and Memorial back on the offense right here. Will clear it off the fence and up into the Card zone. 6:23 left to go in the period. Tapped out now by Chai Hyde. Here's Foyles trying to hand off right there for Carter Bovey, but he had a man on his back and no room to maneuver into the zone. This one comes out all the way down into the Chai Hyde zone, and the Cards have to race to get it. That's Gus Thorpe. Backpedals, lays it back for his teammate. Chai High is out of the zone. Here they come. Jack Bovey trying to create. Bovey across the blue line, but an offsides call right there.
Yep, Jackson Horn tried staying on sides. He just couldn't do it. Yeah. His momentum took him over the blue line.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. It's Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists. Specialize in smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles Emotion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. 5:49 left to go, first period. Chai High trails at 1-0. Memorial on the break. A lead pass for Diggins, the freshman. Missed our last game. Diggins was out for that game. He actually was the leading scorer on the team at that time. Here comes Chai High in transition. Mason Johnson moves off to the left wing side. And Johnson right there trying to create something as the Cards came into the zone with Jackson Hoyne. Memorial has it now. They skate up the ice. Now they cross the Cards' blue line, but Chai High is there to shake it loose. Wrapped around the wall. This one's going to come up. 5:11 left to go. First period. Cards trail it by one. Lots of time here. Got to get some offense. Those shots are 9-1 in favor of Eau Claire Memorial as we tick it under 5 minutes to play first period. Set up on the near wing, trying to chase it down as Ezra Lindstrom can't get to it, and Memorial will turn it back the other direction. Here is Nick Madsen, comes in and fires a wrist shot. Tried to go five hole on Strong, but he closed it down in a hurry. And that's where we sit right now with the whistle. 4:46 left, first period.
You know, no matter how the Chai Cardinals finish their season, Greg, the you know, it's bright future for the Cardinals. You've got three seniors.
Yep.
You've got some very skilled underclassmen. They're going to be formidable for years to come.
Yeah, exactly. 4:45 left to go now as we drop the puck here in the first period. A shot right on. Strong had the right angle there. And makes the stop and hangs on to that one.
You're not going to be able to, you know, skate with Memorial if you only have one shot on net.
Yeah, that's true. You're not going to get too many goals with one shot a period here. 11-1, the shots. This one floats into the left wing corner. And Strong, I don't know if he knew where it was for a moment. Now it's cleared by Chai Hyde. Here come the Cards. Over on the left wing side. Swept into the zone by Foyles. And Chai High tried to track it down in the right wing corner. It's on the half fence right here in the Abe zone. Memorial will clear, and this should be an icing, and it is.
You know, like I said earlier, Greg, I think that, you know, Chai High's going to figure out the aggressive forecheck of Memorial because that's what's causing them to keep that puck down in the, you know, Cardinals defensive zone is, you know, it's a very aggressive forecheck by Oakland Memorial.
Sure. Well, the way to beat that is get some transition, get up the ice, and they don't have as many players back.
Yep, you're going to have to chip the puck.
Yep. All right. Face off in the Abe zone off the icing call. And Memorial again, I think, is going to get called for icing right here, and they do.
I mean, Chahai has had some opportunities with some people in the slot. We're just unable to center the puck.
And usually this season trips, Chai High has outshot the opponents by 10, 15, 20, 25 shots.
I've been noticing that, yeah. It's like
and still losing some of these
two games. 2-3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, face off. Glove side for Reed Ryback in the Memorial defensive zone. And here's another icing call.
Three in a row within what, 15 seconds?
Yeah. If this were college now, these guys would have to stay out here. And they couldn't make a line change.
I don't mind that rule, actually.
I don't either.
You know?
It's a good rule.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of college, I was here getting some equipment set up for today, and Northern Michigan was here skating on our rink, getting ready for the Badger game tomorrow night, the Badger series this weekend at Madison.
Oh, nice.
Their bus was out here, and Northern players were in the rink, and it was kind of fun.
One.
All right, Chi-High's got it, trying to do their own edition of forechecking here. And this is Mason Johnson. Johnson danced around some Abe's players, tried to lay it down for Jackson Hoym. Hoym was bodied up a little bit, and this one's going to float top of the circle and cleared out by Memorial. Handed off to Mac Diggins. Diggins, will give it up to Dylan Byrne. Tried a backhand shot toward the net, but it went wide, and this is going to come back out to neutral. 3:05 left to go here in the period. Puck is scraped into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Here is Swobes on the long stretch pass. Picked that one off, and Chi-High plays D-to-D, and here they come. Jack Bovey's got the wheels. Bovey moves in, beats one player. Bovey tied up as he came in. That one, here's a penalty. Delayed call right there as Bovey was nearly pulled down. And this one's going to be maybe a hook right there for
It probably may be a hook. You heard me say, ooh, was because I thought, like, and then there was, the ref came from way back in the.
Holding the call.
Yeah, came from back of the play, and that's when you noticed it, Greg.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby created that just with his speed and tenaciousness. And
You know, I like Jack Bobby being back at D. He sees the ice very well.
And if they let him jump into the play, I mean, he's got that offensive mindset, you know. All right, so the Chi-High Cardinals with the power play now. They come in here at 18.8% of the man advantage. The Abes on the kill, 93.3%. And Chi-High trying to set it up in the zone. Here they are. Centering pass. This one's going to come back for Jack. He backpedals, looks for an opening, lays it down to the right wing corner. Back to Jack, and he lost the puck. And it's going to be cleared by Gabe Pankratz. Took his eye off the puck just for a second. And Chi-High has to hit the reset right here. Brought up here is Carter Bovey. Bovey into the zone. Stood up as he came in, but it comes right back for Swobes at the blue line. And he wrapped it around the wall. Chi-High in the midst of a change. Thorpe is out there. Swobes is going to come off. And here's Gus right now. The freshman weaves his way in. Trying to beat the entire Memorial team. Got past two guys and then was stonewalled, and Chi-High again back in their own zone. Here's Reed Post and laid it off to the left side. Reed Post beats the goaltender right back, five-hole and dribble through his legs. And on senior night, the senior Reed Post ties his baby up on the power play.
And what did I say earlier, Greg? You're going to need somebody to step up. That's not your typical goal scorer, and that's exactly what Reed Post just did, and what a great night to do it as senior night.
You bet. 15-23, time of the goal for Reedster. And Post.
Well, I'm happy, number 14.
Sixth of the season. You bet, number 14 got it. 14th point of the year for number 14.
I'm a little partial to that number.
I know you are. You should be. Hoym will get an assist. 15-25 of the period.
Well, gave them a little pep in their step because when they came back down the ice on this last rush, Greg, they were hauling. This is what they needed.
Yep. All right, so that was a power play goal. So Chi-High with the man advantage tally here. And it couldn't have come at a better time. Trips, minute 17 left to go in the period.
Absolutely. You know, the best time to score is at the end of the period.
Yeah,
you know?
We've been on the other side of that plenty of times. Chi-High foils with a shot right off a clean win there. And that one ricocheted up into the netting behind the goaltender.
Foyles has some good size for a sophomore. I like his size. He seems to have a nose for the puck.
1:14 left to go here in the period. Shots 11-4 in favor of ECM. And the drop inside the left wing circle. Foyles had it for a moment, then it was blocked. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Jack Connor crosses the blue stripe. into the zone, peeled off to the wall, and Chai High with the intercept right here. They work it up the ice. Foyle's trying to chase it down, but can't get to it in time. And here is Dylan Byrne. Has plenty of time to look it over. Byrne tried to hit the tape of Blake Ottoman and had a couple of Cardinals around him, so no dice right there. And here's Jackson LeMay. Last guy left out there. LeMay pulled the trigger on a shot as the Cards were in the midst of a change. And Memorial's got it on the fence on the far side. And now they'll bank this one off the wall with 23 seconds left to go in the period. Here is Carlson. Rams it off the dasher. Chi High back out to neutral, but they can't do anything with it. 17 ticks of the clock left here in the period. And this one's going to be dropped in the left wing corner. We're down to 10 seconds to go here in this first period. We're tied at one, and Chi High maneuvers the puck out from deep in their own zone as we tick it down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it for period number one. So what did Scott Parker say to you in the pregame? Just want to get out of the first period.
Absolutely. He said they're
not. You know, yep. We're not leading, but we're not behind either.
You know, it's funny you took the words out of my mouth, Greg. I was going to say that. You know, coming out of the first period with a tie 1-1 is a win for the Cardinals, I believe.
Yeah.
From talking to Coach Parker, he says they're not a first period team.
They're not.
They've typically been a second, third period team. So with that said, obviously that bodes well for the Cardinals.
Right.
You know, and hopefully, I said goaltenders have to have a short memory. Hopefully the Memorial goalie does not have a short memory, because
yes.
That one was kind of a, you know, a little softer goal
right.
than normal.
Yep.
You know, maybe that'll play into the rest of it, the game. But the Cardinals did, after they got that goal, because it seemed they were a little flat in the beginning of the game. That last rush they had right after that goal,
yep.
they were coming down on fire. So, yep. You know, hopefully this will put a little spring in their step.
Sometimes, Trips, when you're shorthanded, it can actually motivate
Correct.
Your team
yep.
to play better.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I mean, this Cardinal team has a lot of talent. I mean, they, like I said, I'm a true believer in anything, whether it's, you know, sports, work, school. Confidence plays a big part of that. If you
yes.
don't have the confidence, and technically, you talk about these sports psychologists,
yeah.
confidence is hard to get back.
It is. You know? Once you lose it, it is really tough to get back. Shots 11-4. We're still not putting a lot of rubber on their goaltender,
yep.
but, hey, we got one, and, you know, I can see things picking up a little bit. And you were right, the first few minutes were pretty flat coming out here, and mm-hmm. it looks as if we've started to get
yep.
things in motion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Greg, if you mind, can I do a quick shout-out?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so there's a group of hockey moms down in Florida on a
okay.
girls' trip down in Florida.
Okay.
My wife is one of them.
Hey,
but
enjoying
the warm
weather.
So is Jackson Boland's mom, Heidi
yep.
Boland,
okay. yep.
Jess Carlson, you know, Brett Carlson's
yep.
mom.
Yep.
And they're down there enjoying some mom R&R
okay.
time, much-needed
okay.
mom time.
Sure.
So just give a shout-out to the hockey moms
okay.
in sunny Florida.
Yeah, you do so much for your kids and for your family. You deserve a little break here. So happy you're enjoying the warm weather. And, you know, get back in time to feed your family or feed
yeah,
your husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just wasting away up here. Oh, man. Okay. So 1-1 our score after one here on WOGO Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated. .com. Trips and I will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
Delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Alley for Butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three. Ooh. Again. Yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot. It goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgala Company.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
WOGO Radio coverage of Cards Hockey tonight, the regular season finale. Chi High trying to finish out before the postseason with a victory and trying to beat Eau Claire Memorial, sweep them for the first time in decades. So we'll see. Got a lot of hockey left to go, but we're tied at one apiece here after one period. And as we wait for the second to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, Trips, Chi High came out here and started to buzz a little bit in the end of the first period, and they got that goal from Reed Post, the senior. We're all tied up, and maybe things will just get better here, and we could use that as a launching pad into the second period.
Yeah, Greg, you know, I've spoke a lot about confidence, you know, on the broadcast, but, yep, you know, having a shorthanded or a power play goal, you know, that can give you some, you know, either one, but this was obviously a power play goal. It can give you some confidence.
Yeah.
You know, if you come out of that without a goal, your negative, sure, confidence just continues,
right,
to build, right?
Yep.
So that can help you. So hopefully that does help with the confidence level of the Cardinals, and they come out a little bit quicker and a little bit more aggressive in the second period.
Yeah, we got playoff hockey here next week, Chi High against Ashland. The Cards a fifth seed, and, you know, we're kind of waiting to see where we'd fall out here. A few weeks ago we thought, hey, we may have a chance for a one or two seed. Didn't work out that way, but they are playing at home against Ashland. They win that, then they move on to the second round, probably at Hudson.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it'd be, you know, following them all year, and obviously you've been, you know, broadcasting all year with them. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the year, you never thought this. Even the middle of the year, you figured they would be a probably,
yeah,
one or two,
yeah,
seed, you
exactly
know. When I seen the seeding coming out and I seen them as a fifth seed, I was like, ooh, I was a little shocked, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, rightly so.
Right.
But you know what? If they can get, like I said, that confidence back, you know what? Maybe they can make some noise from that fifth
seed.
Sure.
Yeah. You never know.
You might be able to surprise
them. There were probably, you know, two or three games, key games, that they were not able to win that brought them from a number one or two seed down to a five seed. You got a really flat Hudson. When we played Hudson here, lost to them. Got pretty much manhandled the entire night. Lost a close one at Stevens Point. Went up to Superior. Lost there another game where we kind of flatlined. And you look at maybe two or three games, trips, and it's from a number one or two seed down to a five seed.
I agree with you 100%, Greg. The games they lost that were key were in their own section.
Yeah, yep.
And that's what was key that probably brought them to the fifth seed.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Spash game. I wasn't at the game, but I was talking to some people at the game, and they probably should have won that game.
Right. I mean, another game where we outshot them, I think, by 20 or more shots and still lost the game.
Yep. And so when you lose the games that are inside your section, it just gives the other teams more firepower on why they should have higher seeds.
Yeah, that's right. So, it is what it is. We're the number five seed. We'll play on Tuesday night. We'll have it for you here at 6:40 Cardinal Countdown, the pregame show, and then Ashland coming to town. And then on Thursday night, we got CFM Girls Hockey. They're in the number two seed in their section. They are playing PRF, Black River Falls here. And Michaela Hogan will be joining me for that one, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown, for that one pregame show. And, hey, who knows where they can go, huh?
Well, you know, that's another story, Greg. The girls team, they started out slow, and they started building momentum, and now they're starting to play really well.
Exactly.
So good for them.
Yeah, you bet. They can make some noise in that section as well. So we'll have those playoff games, and that's, we'll play it by ear from that point, see who wins and who continues.
I believe that, from what I read, that they beat everybody in that section this year. So that's a positive.
And they're going to get one of their big offensive guns back, Brianna Bonacatro, who's
she
been
is
injured.
Gonna be back.
She's going to be playing.
Oh, good for her. I love her.
Yeah,
she's a friend, family friend, but I'll tell you, she's got the spunk and
she
the tenaciousness.
Does. She is a fireball.
And I'll tell you, hopefully, that I'm just happy she's able to see the ice as senior.
Me too. So that should be a lot of fun as well. So she'll be playing. All right, Scott and I will be back. We're awaiting the puck drop for the second period. Chi High Memorial tied at one. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts.
you'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app. So managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Ah, man, fun to do a game with an old goaltender here. Trips and Greg up here. Scott Tripler, the Cards goaltender all those years, and those great years for Chi High. And he's up here, Dawson Halverson, back, our producer, back at the Wogo Communication Center on a Thursday night, high school hockey here, and Chippewa-Eau Claire Memorial play it again. Abes lead the series, 70 wins, 29 losses, and three ties. That puts it over 100 games between the two teams. And here we go, drop of the puck, and we're underway here in the second period. Gus Thorpe races back to his own zone, picks it up. Cards go forward to forward, and it's going to be dished into the left wing corner and chased down by ECM. Diggins has got it. Diggs in the corner, and this one brought back to the point. Quick shot wide of the cage, but snagged out of the air there by Memorial goaltender Reed Ryback, and he'll hang on.
Well, they came out, like we said, they came out a little bit more pep in their step.
Yeah.
Even though it was a little wide of the net, they got a shot off. So,
get some tempo that they can carry over here into the second period.
Absolutely.
Jackson LeMay taking the draw for Chi High. Blocker side of Ryback. Cards trying to push it forward, and Foyles ties up his man, pins him against the wall behind the goaltender at Eau Claire Memorial. Able to clear, and they move it up the ice. This one dished in behind Derek Strong, and that one took a crazy hop, came right back out. The Cards clear it. We'll take the icing. That one, I don't know what it hit. It didn't hit a stanchion, but it hit something behind Derek Strong. It popped out right in front of him.
It took a weird carom off.
Yeah, it did. And the Cards had to jump on it to clear it from their own zone here.
They got lucky with that one, Greg, because there's a Memorial Day sitting right in front of that waiting for it.
They would have been a little bit surprised, too. All right, new set of forwards out there. The Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym line out there for the Cards, but they can't win the draw. And this one's gunned back by Madsen deep in the zone. Peeled this one off into the right wing elbow, and a scramble for it right there. It's on the half boards in the Chi High zone. Cards able to cross the blue line, but here is Benji Roberts on that line. Roberts was a first line player the last time we played. He's down to on this, he stayed on this first line, this player. He was on the second line on the first game, and then up to the first line here tonight. Chi High's got it right here. This is Mason Johnson. Glides on the left wing side. Takes a feed off the wall. His shot ricocheted off a stick. Goes into the corner. Cards hold the zone. Nice job right there by Swobes. They had it in the corner. And it was Jackson Hoym trying to center, but there was nobody there wearing the white sweaters. And so this one is dumped back out to center ice. Jack Bovey tracks it down. Throws it in the left wing corner. And Memorial's got it on the half boards in the zone. Nice job there by Andrew Johnson to hold Memorial up on the rush, but the Abes have it right now. Brought to the line. Here's Nolan Ottom with a wrist shot. That one kicked off a stick, and Chi High on the breakout. They handed it right to Jack Connor. Connor, I think, was surprised himself and lost the puck. And this one deflects into the right wing corner of the Chi High zone. It's round around the boards, and it's going to be lifted by Hoym. And we got a high stick. Played with a high stick right here. 14:42 left to go in the period. And this one's going to come all the way back down, or is it going to be center ice here?
I think they're trying to figure that out right now. I think it's coming all the way down into the Abe zone.
Played with a high stick by ECM.
Chi High's had some opportunities, early on in this period, Greg. The puck is just not bouncing on their stick.
No puck luck here so far. 14:42 left to go in the second period. Tied at one. Chi High able to knock it down. Side of the cage here. And they threw it around the boards, but Thorpe can't get over to his right in time to hold the zone. So they backpedal, trying to buy some time here. And this one deflects into the Chi High, into the ice. Comes around the corner. Here is Foyles, turns, fires one up. That one hit a Memorial skate, but turns back, deflects out to neutral ice, and a scramble for it right there. Carter Bovey's got it, lifts a stick. Nice job right there to dump it in the ECM zone. 14:05 left to go here in the period. Memorial wheeling and dealing from their end, and here's an icing call against Memorial.
Well, I'd like to know how many icings that's been from Memorial today. They've seen quite a few.
I don't know if that's strategy or they're out of gas here or what's going on, but they've taken icing a lot here tonight.
Well, sometimes it's better to take an icing than to make a dumb play in your zone.
That's true. 14:01 on the game clock. Shots 11-4. The Aves have the advantage, and they've had it all night. Face off in the left circle here. And Mason Johnson trying to win it for Chi High. He does. Gets it back to Jack Bovey. Quick shot on net. Traffic out in front. Jackson Hoym stopped it and then tried to turn and rip one toward the cage. But he was bodied up and lost the puck. And it's into the left wing corner. Here's Mason Johnson. Dances around with it. Looking for an opening to center one up. This one on the half wall. Chi High still putting out a fierce forecheck right here. Johnson in the left wing corner. Foyles down there as well, 13:32, pinned up against the yellow stripe, and who's gonna come out with it? Still in the zone and scramble for it in the left elbow, and Eau Claire Memorial got there, but again, willing to ice the puck, get it out of danger here, so we'll have the faceoff in the ECM zone.
You know, Greg, I think it might be by design because I think anytime they get in trouble, they're not going to take the chance. They're just going to live to play another play down in the in their defensive zone.
Yep. So they'll do it again. And trips is why winning faceoffs is so crucial.
Absolutely.
Here. Cards push it in the corner, but don't get a clean win here. And Eau Claire Memorial able to come up with the puck. Abe's cross our line. Benji Roberts has got it right here. Roberts tried to peel off into the right wing corner and then dropped one in the corner and took a feed out in front but never got to the puck. And it ricochets around. Puck loose in the zone, comes back to the point. Here's a one-timer by Kircher that was blocked out in front. Chi High off the glass and up the ice here. Swept ahead by Jackson Hoym. Hoym trying to track it down, and Eau Claire has got it right here. 12:41 left to go as the puck is dropped out to neutral ice. Hoym still out there near the end of his shift. He's ready to put the gas on and took a long feed. Hoym turning, stopping, opening up some space. Took a shot, left out in front, a scramble for it right there. And Jackson LeMay was right in front of the goaltender Ryback, but didn't get any space to maneuver. And this one is in transition, back of the Chi High zone. There's a shot. That one is sticked into the left wing corner by Strong. And Eau Claire Memorial trying to come up with it here on the attack in the O zone. Loose in the left wing corner. Now the half wall in the Chi High zone. Card's able to clear it high in the zone. Then it's intercepted and thrown right back on Strong. And Derek has had to be on his game right here in the last minute or so. This one deflects into the left wing corner. Picked up there by Pankrantz. He will cycle the puck around from left to right. Foyles is dropped on a hard check and slow to get up here. And Swobes has got it right now. The hard around here, and that'll be an icing call on Chi High. So the Cards back pedaling a little bit in the last shift here.
Yeah, and that's a good icing because it was starting to get... they were getting tired in their defensive zone, and Colin had to make a save for the Chi High goaltender that he wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, that happens. A goaltender, you got to be ready all the time.
Well, you know, Mark Carlson, my big defenseman, he scored on me as a senior.
You weren't expecting that.
No, I was not.
Puck in the right wing corner. Here is Andrew Johnson. Leads the Cards out of the zone. Reed Post, who has the only Cards goal, comes in, tries a shot, knocked out in front, and the Cards back in the Aves into the ice. Here is Post, centering pass right there. Cards trying to get organized. They threw it to the left fence, but didn't have anybody in the neighborhood, and Eau Claire Memorial comes in across the line into the right wing corner, but Chi High stick checks that one off, and here comes Bovey. Bovey protecting the puck, lost his footing. dropped out, and Bobby's going to go back to D here. The forward playing defense the last couple of games. And here comes Memorial.
Nice save.
Oh, a big-time save off the toe right there for Derek Strug. Benji Roberts took a nice pass. He accepted the pass beautifully. Had a trying to go low side, left corner, and just getting the end of the toe. The skate was strong to stop that one. He looks like he's back on his game right now. Here's Chai High. Clear back out to neutral, and the Cards have to touch up with 10:15 left to go. Shots 14-5 in favor of the Aves. They've led in that department all night long, but we're tied at one apiece. Here is Mason Johnson. Stops the Aves breakout. Wheels and Deals comes in, dances around, then lost the puck. But it is Jackson Hoyme with the puck. Feeds Johnson. We got a penalty coming up. A beautiful feed for Hoyme as he was flying down the slot, and he took a trip, and Chai High is going to be on the power play.
That was a great play by Jackson Hoyme.
It was.
That was an amazing centering pass. And I'll tell you, they had to trip
Mason Johnson.
Yep. I'll tell you right now, it would have been a point-blank shot.
What a nice
hustle
Hoyme
play.
To Johnson was a beautiful play. And that, you know, we've had two good plays that created penalties. Jack Bobby at this end of the ice against Memorial, the other end. And here, this one, two outstanding plays that create penalties.
Absolutely.
Two-minute minor. Chai High in the power play. They're one for one here tonight. Reed Post took a feed there from Swobes. And that one, I'm sorry, Jack Bobby took the feed from Swobes. And Bobby's got the puck right now. Hands off to Jackson Hoyme. Hoyme was disrupted there by Connor, who is pestering him. And here is Jack Bobby. Sways his way into the zone. Bobby, the drop pass right there from Swoboda. Got the puck, but a little bit late and coughed it up. And this one's out of play with 9:16 left to go in the period.
You know, I just feel so bad for, like I said this earlier, the Bovey family. You know, Jack is, battling his injuries. Drew obviously been battling his injuries all year. And honestly, their older brother Cole played with Blake, my son Blake.
Yep.
And he battled injuries this year. Yeah. Very,
they play hard.
With his hips, tough kids.
They are tough kids. Minute 27 left to go on the power play. Chai High with a chance. That was Carlson. A few feet in on the blue stripe with a chance. Here's another shot right on Carlson. Trying to sweep it in on the rebound. And it's still inside the zone. Chai High in the attack. 109 left to go on the power play. Cards get it. Here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh,
he scored. Gus Thorpe found an opening. Skated into the top of the circle. And let go with a PB, and the Cards are up 2-1.
What a shot by Gus Thorpe, the freshman.
He has got a heavy shot.
That was almost a bar-down shot, upper left corner, Greg. That was an amazing shot. But they gave him the lane to give him to shoot, so.
Time of that goal, 8:09. And I think I heard Mason Johnson's going to get one assist.
There's something happening right below us. I don't know if the refs were talking and the Cardinals. They're wondering if it was a goal.
It's a goal.
It's a goal.
We'll call him up here. Gus Thorpe with his seventh goal of the year, 27th point. The assist going to Mason Johnson and Chai High with a couple of power play tallies tonight. Leads it 2-1. Eau Claire Memorial with the pick right here. Jack Connor is into the zone. They're trying to set something up. They had Trevor Kircher floating through the low slot, but that one didn't connect, and Chai High is back out to neutral. Oh, another giveaway right there. Nearly a giveaway. As Kircher read the pass, and he would have been all by himself on that one, but the Cards lucked out, and it was off a stick and up and out of play here.
I believe Gus Thorpe set a record for freshmen for assists or points, something like this year.
He's just been fantastic.
And,
what a player.
What a good, he's a heck of a player.
Freshman with 27 points here tonight. And more to come. Face off, drop to the wide side here. Picked up by the Aves, right on. Bounced a couple of times in front of Derek Strong and finally got the handle on it. Luckily, nobody in purple out in front of him.
His defenseman, Brett Krista, hit it down to me to bounce. So, so Derek's like, I better just cover it.
That's right. You bet. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Puck is dropped and Chi Hyde able to maneuver it back out to neutral here. Scramble for it on the wall in front of us, and here's an icing call against the Cards. 8:08 left to go, second period. Nice to have the lead here. I mean, it's not an insurmountable advantage, but we'll take it, 2-1.
You know, right now they're playing hard. They just can't let up. One thing they do have to stop doing, though, Greg, is that cross-ice passing.
They're reading that.
100%. They got picked off twice. They got what they're doing good, and that's playing against the boards.
Yep.
Chahai is beating them against the boards.
Yep. 8 minutes, 8 seconds left to go. Face-off in the Chahai zone, and it's going to be the Cards who come up with it. Now they lose it, and that was Benji Roberts with the intercept. He threw it over the crossbar, but nobody in front of him. Banked off the wall. A scramble for it there. Chihai's got it in their own zone. Now they break it out to center. Picked off right there by Memorial for a second, but Jack Bobie's got it. Bobie crosses the blue line, trying to beat the Abe's defense. Played it off to the left wing corner, and he is surrounded by Eau Claire Memorial players. Chihai has got it for a moment. Bobie drops it back off the backhand in the high zone area, and it's going to be picked up right there by Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, pulls the trigger on a shot, just missed the goaltender Ryback out in front. Chihai in the left wing circle trying to surround it. Comes back for Thorpe at the blue line. He holds the zone, wraps this one around the board with 7:05 left to go. Eau Claire Memorial goes D to D, and now they'll look up the ice off the stick of Benji Roberts, but picked off right there by Chihai. Now they move it ahead. Big hit right there on Ezra Lindstrom. Dropped him, but he still got the puck ahead. And ECM with another icing call right here. 6:48 left to go in the second period.
Memorial needed that icing. That line was out there for a while. Yeah. And you could tell they're coming off the ice, Greg, with their sticks on their head.
That's exactly right. They are gassed. Shots 50-7. In favor of the Aves. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Cards trying to win it in the Aves zone, and this one's going to be a little too far away for Brett Krista, and Memorial will pick it up with some energy. Brought into the zone by Jack Connor. Connor pushed up against the wall, comes back to the point. This one is lobbed into the right wing corner. Cards get to it, but the Aves have a couple of players on it as well. Left elbow in the Chihai D zone. Foyles comes in, lifts a stick. He jams it off the wall but can't clear, and it's right back for the Aves D. But they gave it right to Gus Thorpe. He looks up the ice, trying to hit Carter Bovey, screaming through neutral with 6:09 left to go, and the puck floats into the left wing corner. Memorial again with a long breakout pass, and is it icing? Yep, icing's called right here. Kind of slowed up as it went the length of the ice, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be icing or not.
I've seen him wave that off before.
I thought they might. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Another offensive zone drop here. Face off. And can Mason Johnson get this one? He pushed it back. Oh, big hit right there on Jackson Hoy, but he popped right back up again. They laid him right on his back, and Hoy right back into the action. And this one is at neutral ice right along the red stripe. Hoy trying to chase it down in the right wing corner. 5:42 and counting left to go here in the second period. Into the left wing corner. Chihai goes D to D. And this one is going to be handed off to the Aves. Back to their defense. 5:25 left to go. Second period. Chihai up 2-1. Couple of power play goals. Memorial scored first, but Chihai has had the last two. And here's Benji Roberts for the Aves. Roberts pinned up against the wall, but gets to the puck. And it bounces around in the zone. Now it's going to be picked up by Carlson. And Roberts was pulled down.
It's going to be a penalty,
Mason Johnson. Boy, he didn't hide that at all, did he? A hold on Johnson. I'm not sure if the guys had a little history there tonight or not, but Mason Johnson, I think it had enough, and he pulled Benji Roberts right down, and that'll draw the penalty right here.
Well, I figured one team was going to get one sooner or later, Greg, because on that shift there was both teams were going at it with them.
Yep.
You talk about tough players as that. Jackson Hoym, he pops up after every
that was a big-time hit right there.
Yep, he pops up after every big hit.
All right, so the Chi-Hi Cardinals trying to kill off a penalty here, up 2-1, and the Aves have it. Here is Dylan Byrne. Byrne has it, the blue liner, over to Madsen, his teammate. There's a shot on net through traffic. Strong got a piece of that. A big rebound comes out top of the circle on the near side, and it's loose, and it's going to be picked up right here by Carter Bovee. Bovee moves up to center ice and then shuffles it in. A minute and a half left to go in the Aves power play. 4:35 with the game clock right here. Here is Dylan Byrne again. Byrne, the junior, crosses the blue stripe. Hands off for Madsen. He's a sophomore. Madsen on the half wall. Back to Byrne. To Madsen. Loads one up. Left of the cage and scooped up by the Cards and cleared again. 4:11 left to go in the game clock here in the second. 105 on the power play for the Memorial Old Aves. Madsen with some energy moves into the zone. Nice poke check right there
nice
by Kristen. Stripped him and threw it all the way down the ice. 3:50 left to go. Kristen's going to come off, and Jack Bovee on the ice now to take his place. So we got Mason or Jackson Hoym out there. Bovee, Lindy, and Swoboda for Chi-Hi in the kill. Here is Madsen, swallowed up right there by Derek Strong as it came in on him. And he'll hang on for the faceoff here in the Chi-Hi zone.
Some names you just never get rid of at Chi-Hockey. Lindy.
Yeah,
Lindy.
I played
with Carl.
Exactly.
And Blake played with
all the time.
Blake played with Isaac.
Yep,
and Lindy.
It's like the Bovees, right?
Bovees. Yeah.
Bovee, Lindstrom. All right, the drop. Blocker side of Derek Strong. And this one's going to chip into the left wing corner, but the Aves have it. They set up their power play right here. 18 seconds to go on the man advantage. Here's a
nice
celery
save.
Pass for Ottoman. A big time save for Derek Strong. Boy, he looks as if he's on his game here tonight.
Something to build on for the playoffs,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, you bet. 5 seconds to go in the Aves power play. 3:05 left to go in the game clock here in the second. That'll do it. Aves 0-2 on the man advantage, and Chi-Hi needs a clear to get everybody on sides here. They get Andrew Johnson back out. Here's a shot on net. And
nice
rebound.
Save!
Oh, my gosh, what a save. Holy cow, what a save by Derek Strong on a second opportunity. Memorial still with the puck. Nolan Adams has got it for the Aves. Cards need a clear. Even an icing call right here would be all right. Chi-Hi works it past the blue line. They're up and out. And we got maybe a penalty. Oh, that should have been a penalty. Jackson LeMay was dragged down, spun around, and dragged to the ice. It should have been a call. It wasn't. I told him we'd make all the calls up here, but they're not going for it. 2:15
That was a pretty
obvious
call.
Here's a shot!
Yeah! Oh, well, we'll take that
you
for the penalty, Greg.
You bet. The Cards on the half wall throw it in past Ryback, and it's 3-1.
Who got that one, Greg?
Well, we're going to find out. It's off in the corner. Out of sight. We'll find out in just a second here. Gus Thorpe,
woo,
with his second goal here tonight. And Cards are up 3-1. Yeah, he can load up such a shot.
Well, if you notice that second one, he went on one leg and tried to put all the power he could to torque on that stick.
14:48. Time of the goal for Thorpe. The freshman defenseman's got a couple of points here tonight. Two straight goals. Even streak, 14:48, time of the goal. And Chi-Hi is up 3-1 on the Aves. They still trail in shots, 19-8. But we'll take the other stat for sure. 3-1 the count. 1:47 left to go. Now let's get out of here. Maybe tally another one. Here's a pick. And Jackson Hoyb dances into the zone. Hoyb squeezed in between a couple of Aves players. Lost the puck. It's loose left wing corner in the Memorial D zone. Minute and a half left to go here in the second. Chi-High up 3-1. And the Aves able to peel it off the dasher. And here they come up the ice. But the pick right there. Oh,
that's a penalty.
That should be a high hit right
there. That's a penalty. That's a charge.
Oh, my gosh. And that was Woodworth for Eau Claire Memorial who dropped Lindstrom. And how could that not be a penalty? At least went high on him. 1:05 left to go. Big time hitting going on here tonight, I'll tell you. Chi-High centering pass and whiffed right there by Brent Carlson. Beautiful feed from the back of the cage. And here comes Memorial. Chi-High may have to start to play the body in kind here. We'll see what they do. Down to a minute left to go, under a minute left to go in the period. The puck in the corner in the card zone. This one is threaded into the left wing circle or left wing corner. And Chi-High needs to track it down with 35 seconds left to go. Cards have to play it hard here in the final seconds. Don't want to give one up here. This is Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, dances, leaves it back for Thorpe. One-timer hit a stick and went wide. And Memorial on the breakout right here. 20 seconds left to go. Cards have it back of their own zone. Here's Thorpe harassed as he went back, but still hangs out of the puck. Ducks underneath his goaltender. And Thorpe looks up the ice for Carter Bowe, and he couldn't hang on to it, couldn't handle it with 5 seconds left to go. So it's deep in the Memorial zone. Chi-High trying to get one last whack at Ryback, but that's going to end the period.
Well, Greg, I'll tell you, I have a feeling how this period ended. It's going to be a very interesting third period.
It will be. It sure will be. But I like where we sit, even though the shots are still decidedly in favor of the Aves. I like where we're sitting right now. I like the energy that the team has brought to the second period.
I do too, Greg. I don't like the two goal.
Hockey. Yeah.
I do like where we're sitting, though. I agree with you as far as the. I think our energy is better. Yep. We're beating them to the boards, and that's the thing. We are winning the board play,
yep.
Which is you know. Pretty good.
Yep.
When you can do that, then you got good things. Yeah. You know, I do like the feistiness of Brett Carlson right now.
Yep.
Brett Carlson is putting in some good minutes right now. It's not showing on the stat sheet, but he is making some good plays out there.
Yeah, you bet. So a good end of the first period carried over to the second. Chi-High with a couple of second period goals, two power play goals for the night, and we lead it after two. By a 3-1 count. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. We're talking the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Alley. Trips and I will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Ooh. Again. Yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot. It goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Senior night here tonight in Chippewa Falls, Cards and Abes, and the three seniors we have honored here tonight, Ezra Lindstrom, Reed Post, and Jack Bovey. They've made an impact. Great locker room kids, too. I mean, they just are a steadying force in the locker room.
Absolutely. That's as important as on your ice contribution, Greg, is being a good teammate in the locker room and being positive and being there for your teammates.
All right, time to talk hockey here between the second and third periods with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We like the tempo, the energy the Cards brought to the second period, and man, they put two in here, and looks as if they've not missed a beat now. They can just carry that over into the third. Might be able to pull off a win here.
I agree, Greg. One thing I want to point out is, you know, Derek Strong, you know, as of late has been, you know, kind of in a little slump. I'll tell you right now, he is pulling himself out, because I'll tell you right now, he made some big saves in that second period. He made two back-to-back saves with point-blank shots. So, you know, you got to give Derek some credit. You know, it's tough, like I told you, from a goalie's perspective, it's tough to dig yourself out of that hole sometimes. But when you do, it's showing right now. Yeah. I can see that building. So he just needs to continue to do that into the third period.
Yeah, and probably Derek, more than any other player, needed this kind of game. I mean, 100%. We're still got another period to play here. But Derek needed that confidence boost, I think.
Absolutely.
Going into the postseason here.
Yep, I would agree with you. You know, and he's only a sophomore.
Yep.
You know, he's a big kid, but he's only a sophomore. So, you know, this is, you know, the stage, you know, big stages can be a little, you know.
He was, the early part of the year, he was unflappable. He's a steady player, and his numbers were just terrific. They've risen a little bit, but, you know, he still has got that sense of, he can make the big save.
Yep. You know, over the years, Chahai has had, the last probably 8 years, have been blessed with outstanding goaltending from Jaden Hupelis to, you know, Bridger Fixmer. You know, there's 8 years because they both were four-year starters, I believe, or two or seven, eight.
Yep.
Anyways, and those were two big-time goaltenders. You know, so when you go from goaltenders like that to Derek, and taking nothing away from Derek, Derek's playing good, but those are big shoes to fill sometimes, and those are like, ooh, you know.
And Derek is a different kind of goaltender than Bridger Fixmer.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep. So Derek, or Bridger and Jaden Hupel, these were both very athletic, they would fly all over the place, Where Derek is more of a position goalie, where he's not going to come out, he's going to hit your first shot, and then he's going to slide.
Yep.
So you're 100% right. Totally two different styles of the goaltenders.
Yeah. I want to mention, too, this speaks so highly of these seniors, these three seniors. Their effort tonight is for foster kids awareness, and our daughter and son-in-law have had two foster kids. They adopted the second. We personally know how important that is, what a blessing that is to the child and the family. And so that's the effort tonight, foster kids awareness. So these guys, these three seniors, are not just playing hockey, they're raising money to help foster kids here tonight. And Steve Gibbs saying 40 parents for 400 kids in Chippewa County. Wow, we need foster parents. It's a big challenge, but it means so much to the kids, and what a delight they are to the families. So this is terrific. So they got posters out here. Reed and Jack and Lindy got posters out here to the crowd about foster kids awareness here, and just terrific.
Yeah, I seen this on Twitter or whatever it was, and I just saw it was such a great cause that these seniors are putting their time towards. You know, I think, you know, one thing about sports, Greg,
yes,
it's great your accomplishments on the ice, stuff like that, but as parents and as coaches, you just want these young men and women to be good people.
Exactly.
And be good people and give back to the community and understand what it is to be a good person and treat people, you know, right.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. You're not raising kids. You're raising adults.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
and these are good quality seniors here.
You know, I always said, you know, I always want, you know, like I said, all the academics and all the sports accolades you get are great, but you want to make sure your child, young adult, you know, like you said, adult,
right?
Is you're raising them and you know, making sure they're a good person, you know, because that's at the end of the day. When sports is gone, everything is gone.
Exactly.
Being a good person is what it's all about.
They're going to be parents and maybe grandparents in the future, and they need to set a good example. All right, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. You can visit ghr-ec.com. All right, Greg and Tripp's up here. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios, and we're going to take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, custard, and cheese curds.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Cards up to Memorial 3-1 after two here tonight. WOGO before the playoffs begin and trying to sweep the Aves for the first time since the 1990s. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way that you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. It's lakeland.edu/blended. Got more hockey next week. It's playoff hockey. Chi High and Ashland in the regionals on Tuesday night. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 6:40. And drop of the puck at 7. They win that. They continue on in the postseason. And it's CFM girls hockey game on Thursday night. They're taking on Black River Falls. Sabres are the number 2 seed, and we'll have Tony Menard's team on the air on Thursday night. And that'll be 6:40 for the pregame show here on WOGO. Sandwiched in between Valentine's.
They have quite week. A few seniors on that girls' team,
do.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do, and they're getting one back in Brianna Bunicontro. Yeah. And, it's a good team.
Yeah.
And they seem to be peaking right now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch them next week. Speaking of the girls, top six this week has got Central Wisconsin, Superior, Bay Area, Hayward, the Warbirds, and U School of Milwaukee. This Abe's team is number two in the state right now.
They are.
Yep. Notre Dame, Van Eau Claire Memorial in D1, Bayport, Spash, Hudson out of the BRC, and Verona round out the top six. And then another BRC team is at number one in D2. That's New Richmond. They are an awesome team.
If they're D2, they're going to –
Yeah.
I shouldn't say they're going to walk away with it, but it's they're going to have a very good chance at a state title.
Yeah, and you know, being a BRC guy, you play in this league, you are tested.
Absolutely.
Tournament tested even during the season.
Yep.
So New Richmond number one at D2, Fond du Lac, Amory, Mosinee, Lakeland, and Beaver Dam round out the top six in the state. Got buckets for you tomorrow night. It's the McDonald girls basketball team at Cadott, 6:55 for the pregame show with Caleb and Mark. And then it's Chi High girls buckets at New Richmond Saturday afternoon, 2:40 for the Cardinal Countdown show with Mark Halverson. I think Landon Tease, the former Cardinal football basketball player, is going to join him for color that afternoon. Over in New Richmond.
Every time I hear a song, Greg, I think of the Miracle on Ice, that 80s movie.
I know. I know. Well, we like what we see so far here tonight. Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial as the Cards are up 3-1. Big night for Gus Thorpe, the freshman.
Yep.
Big, tall,
absolutely.
Freshman, smart kid, good hockey IQ.
Yep.
And he's made an impact here tonight.
He has, and he's wise beyond his years on the ice. He does not play like a freshman, let's put it that way. But one thing that Chad Cardinals going to have to come out and do, they're going to have to come out and still stay aggressive because they can't, sit back and just hope they're going to have to, you know, leave it all on the ice.
That's for sure.
And like I said, going into the playoffs, this will be a big win. Like you just said, Memorial's ranked number two in the state.
Right.
They kind of flip-flopped.
Exactly.
You know,
you bet.
Chippewa was number two early on. And you know, this would be a big win for the Cardinals.
It sure would. This is the kind of win where you can kind of get some momentum going into the postseason here. Your first opponent is one that you should be able to beat. But then you got Hudson potentially in the second round over there, and you better be ready.
And you could surprise Hudson. Yeah. Hudson beat Chippewa Falls twice this year, pretty handedly both times.
Well, no, the first one was overtime, a one-goal.
Oh, yep, no, you're right. The second one, they handled them pretty well. Yep.
Yeah, we laid an egg that night here.
So they beat them twice, so they, you know, they could be overlooking
Chi High. Hard to beat a team three times in a season, as you know. Hockey axioms here. So both teams on the ice. Third period just about ready here. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. Derek Strong cutting up the ice and the paint on the south side of the building. Reed Ryback, the senior goaltender for Memorial, set at the north end. Go ahead.
I went do it the whole third period, but if the Cardinals get in trouble in their defensive zone, I would not hesitate to ice the puck this period.
Right, yep.
You know, I mean, don't
slow
try
down.
And... Yep, 100%.
Here we go. Mason Johnson centering the line with Carlson now up on that line along with Jackson Hoym for Chi High. And this one is lobbed into the Abe zone, taken right there by Eau Claire Memorial. And they will toss it up the ice, and there's an icing call. Just 15 seconds into the period.
You know, I'd like to see, you know, Brett Carlson, he's his brother, you know, Nick Carlson. You got different brothers coming in. You got Ezra and Lindy and you know, you got the Hoym, you know, Carter Hoym and Jack. It's nice to see this, you know.
You bet. Hockey is truly a family sport, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
15 seconds into the period, the drop in the Eau Claire zone. Memorial's got it. They work it up the dasher on the near side. This one's going to clear out to neutral and picked up right there by Ottoman. Ottoman works off to his right, shot on net, and a save on the right post by Derek Strong. And he'll hang on for the faceoff in the Chi High zone. Carter Bobey, his line's out there right now for Chi High along with Jackson LeMay, and he ducks down at the dot for the draw right here. Abe's win it, get it back for the D. Here is Dylan Byrne. Loads up a shot. That one drifted wide. Kicks off the inboard. Still inside the zone. Back to Byrne at the point. Holds it on the backhand. Works off to Madsen on the near side. Through traffic. Where is it? Cleared out by the Cards. Up and away into the netting behind Derek Strong. And the Cards, boy, that was a lot of traffic right in front of Strong.
Yeah, Gus Thorpe got that loose puck and just whipped it. Didn't matter where it went. He didn't care.
Clear it out.
We'll just get the whistle.
Right.
But as I said earlier in the game, Greg, they have to clear out the front of the net. They're doing a better job of that now.
16-13 on the game clock here. And a reset on the drop. And clean win for Memorial. And a shot. That's scooted wide of Derek Strong. A scramble for in the corner. Stepping up is Byrne on the half wall. And Chihai's got it here, trying to find an opening. Scrum develops in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Kicked off a skate. And this one's going to be laid down the ice by Thorpe. And that will probably draw the icing right here.
Exactly what I said, Greg, before the period started. I would not be scared ice puck, and that's what Chip was doing. When they see there's too much traffic, whatever, they're getting rid of it. And I'm not saying do it every time. I'm just saying, though, I wouldn't be opposed to doing that unless I see that they are. So
we might be here till tomorrow morning, but that's okay. We're big kids. We can stay up all night. 15:48 left to go in the period. We got to start winning some of these draws, though. Memorial's got the faceoff thing down here in our own zone. Here comes Chai High on the breakout right here. This is Jack. Crosses the line. Ducks into the left wing corner. Now underneath the goalie. Back to the point. And a one-timer by Lindstrom, who cheated back on that one. Changed places with Bovey. And his shot hit traffic out in front. Into the left corner in the Memorial zone. There is Nick Madsen, who shadowed the puck. Kept it between himself and the Cardinal player, and now the breakout for ECM. Into the left wing corner in the Chai High zone. Loose on the yellow stripe inside the zone and chucked back in by Eau Claire Memorial. Here's Jack Bovey. Shots 21-9 in favor of Memorial here tonight. They've led in that department all night long, but Chai High with a two-goal lead, 3-1. Here's Swobes. Gently lays this one in the left wing corner in his own zone. Under 14 and a half left to go here in the period. Banked off a wall, back down to the Chai High D zone, and going to be picked up there by Brett Krista. He wheels and deals, trying to clear away from some traffic. Now on the half wall, here comes Chai High. It's Jackson Hoym. Hoym squeezed against the dasher, let go with a pass, and Eau Claire Memorial will send this one into the Chai High zone. No icing called as it came off a stick. Chai High in the breakout. Oh, nice tiptoe there by Ethan Foyles. He comes in. Foyles trying to lay one in for Carter Hoym, or Carter Bovey, I'm sorry. Carter Bovey screaming down the slot. Nearly got to the puck. We got a delayed call on Chai High here on a penalty behind the play, and a Cardinal player is going to get the gate right here.
Ethan Foyles, I believe. No, it's going to be a Memorial penalty.
Really? Huh. Oh, I think two penalties here. I saw the Chai High penalty. Interference on Memorial. A cross-check on Chai High. And, but they're coincidental, so they'll go 5-on-5 here. So still only two power plays for Memorial. And I saw the one penalty, and the Memorial player, the goaltender, came off the ice, so I immediately thought, well, this is a penalty on Chai High. And, hey, it was coincidental. Chai High could have scored.
Absolutely.
On the goaltender leaving the net. But they didn't. Whistle sounded, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey with the two guys sitting in the sin bin. Here is Memorial, D to D. Now they look up the ice, picked off by Swobes. He turns, guns went off the wall. Chai High into the zone, and here they come. Dragged down was Mason Johnson, but he stayed up, popped right back up again. Laid one in front of Ryback, but nobody there wearing the white sweaters for Chai High. Here is Memorial. It is Benji Roberts with the interception. Cards, though, and a nice back check there by Jackson Hoym to cut off the centering pass, and it comes back for Nick Madsen. He backpedals, looks cross ice, and here is a centering pass that tipped off the stick of Derek Strong and cleared back out by Chai High. As Jack Bovey tries to track it down, this one's going to float into the Chai High zone. And quickly on his horse is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves this one out of the half wall. Cards on the breakout. They can't get out. Chai High backpedals, and here they come. Up the ice is Thorpe. Thorpe led the charge to the blue line. That one tipped high in the air, came off the shelf. And Memorial trying to squeeze a player in behind Chai High. They had two guys on it. Now we got a guy left for Memorial all by himself. That is Jack Willems. Willems, though, had trouble holding on to the rock, and the cards got to him before he could do anything with it. And here's Reed Post. Post with a goal tonight. Comes across the line. Tried to split the Aves defensively, but they held him up. And this one back in the Chai High zone. Gus Thorpe offloads on the near wing side. 12:20 left to go. Cards hanging to a two-goal lead here as they start to change up players. Swoboda is out there along with Carlson. Here is Jack Connor for Eau Claire Memorial. Connor dives in behind Derek Strong and rides the puck into the left wing corner. And now it's going to come out. And Lindy able to carry the puck out of harm's way. Jackson Hoym on the forecheck, harassing the Aves as they tried to clear it out of their own zone. Hoym's got it behind the goaltender, trying to feed Mason Johnson coming in, but just beyond his reach. And here is Eau Claire Memorial. And the Aves are going to get caught offside, so they had to back off the puck right there. Chai High in the midst of a change here, getting some fresh players on the ice. That's Ethan Foyles. Jackson LeMay off the bench as well, as the puck is still in the Aves zone. 11:25 left to go in the game clock here in the third. Chai High, centering pass right there. One-timer on net, and a save by Ryback. Off the shot by Jackson LeMay. Had plenty of time to look it over, and Ryback made the save with the pads. 11:09 left to go as the play comes back to the Chai High zone. Cards bank it off the far wall, up and out. Memorial had to get on sides. I think they were still off sides, but no call here with 10:56 left to go in the period. Aves have it. Benji Roberts trying to turn it back toward the net. This one rifled over the crossbar, up and out of play with 10:49 left to go here in the third.
There's a few times, Greg, that the Cardinals had a rush, and there it was odd man, meaning the Cardinals were going one guy against like two or three Memorial guys. They're going to have to dump that puck. I'm not saying play dump and chase hockey. I'm saying at that point you need to get it deep and just make sure that you're not turning the puck over the neutral zone.
10:48. Here we go. Back to action. Face off in the card zone. Abe cycle it down. Chai High gets there first. Here is Thorpe. Banks it off the dasher on the near side, and the cards are back at it. Lindstrom lost the puck as he came across the stripe. Able to reach back and put it in the left wing corner. Memorial on the break right here, and they lay it ahead for Nate Nolan Ottom. Aves into the zone. Cards cannot afford to give one up here with a two-goal lead as the puck kicks around inside the Chai High zone. Shots 23-10 in favor of Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Thorpe. The puck popped high in the air. Thorpe has got it. Tried to do a wrist shot that deflected, came off a stick and up and out of play here. 10:04 left to go, third period. A warm-up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's Regular and Buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. They'll face off left wing circle. Here's Chai High. Jackson Hoym scoops it up. He's dropped on the check behind the goaltender, and it floats into the right wing corner. Cards trying to get on it. Now it kicks out, and a shot taken that curved wide of Reed Ryback. Cards working the forecheck pretty hard here in behind the Abe's goaltender. And this one is tossed out of play. Look out. It nearly hit the cameraman off to our right here.
You know, like I said earlier in the game, you know, Brett Carlson, like I said, it's not showing you the stats number, but he is playing well with this Jackson Hoym and Mason Johnson line. He's doing the dirty work, so it's they seem to be clicking pretty decent out there.
9:37 on the game clock here in the third. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. The winner launches into the postseason with a win here, with a victory. And this one is scraped all the way down the ice. And icing's going to be waved off against Eau Claire Memorial. Jack Bovey leads him out. Touch pass right back to him from Carter Bovey. Jack has got it right along the goal line. Launched a shot. That one went wide. And is going to curve back the other direction. Here comes Jack Carter. In.
Nice save.
Goaltender. Yeah. That was Derek Strong with a huge save. Stood up. Connor, as he came in, I mean, he had a free rein right to the hole. And Strong with a huge save to keep a two-goal lead for Chi High. Boy, he looks on his game like he did earlier in the season.
Absolutely.
8:52 left to go. Cards ring it out. And what are they going to call it? Icing on this? It touched off Carter Bobey's stick. I thought he was beyond the red line here.
I don't know how they missed that one. They were looking right at it. But
wow.
You know, and like I said, Derek needed one of these games, and good for him.
Yep,
you know, so you know, and not only for him, but now his teammates. Because don't get me wrong, I know I'm a goalie, but here's the deal: when a goaltender's not playing well, your teammates start losing confidence
You bet. They need that. They need to know a goaltender's going to stand up. There's a shot, and again, a save by Strong, and a whistle stop play. The puck was still visible, but they were trying to protect players down low there. And
so now you can see, you know, Derek's playing well, you know,
and look panicked.
And his team is now getting more confident, so they can maybe do a little more, you know.
Yep, so 8:30 left to go in the game clock. Two goal lead for Chi High. Back to the point, and another save by Strong on a tough heavy shot from Dylan Byrne at the blue line. Shots 26-10 in favor of the Abes. And the Cards still lead it 3-1. Chi High into the zone. And they work it cross ice for Brett Carlson. I think he was thinking might be another player to get the feed. And he missed the puck. And here is Memorial. A shot on net. Nolan Ottom with the hard shot. Kind of tied Strong up a little bit. Apes play a D-to-D. And a shot thumped into the corner by Strong. Now the Cards need to work it out of their own zone. Their goaltender's taking a lot of rubber here in the third period.
Derek got lucky in that one. He made the save and dropped right down in front of him between his legs, and his defenseman, it was sitting there bouncing, so his defenseman cleared it out. So you know,
he's taking a lot of punches in this period. 7:56 left of the game clock. 3-1 Chi High lead. Third period. This one is pulled back to the left-wing corner by the Cards. Jack Bobey plays it intended for Post. Hopped over his stick, and Post saying, well, I thought a Memorial player touched it, but not going to win that argument.
You know, you're saying that they're, you know, the shots are, you know, 26 and whatever, and yes, they are shooting us almost 2-1 or 2-1, basically. But a lot of their Memorial shots have been long range as well.
Yep.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all of them, because Derek has had to make some million nice saves,
sure.
But some of those are some long range shots.
That's true. Yeah, shots are almost 3-1, 28-10 in favor of Memorial, but there's only one score that counts at the end of the game. Here is the Cards. Jack Bovey hauls it behind his tender and is going to carry it all the way down the ice into the Abe zone. Slapping at it is Nick Madsen, trying to get to it. Drags Bovey down. No call. They're going to let those two go at it. And here is Reed. Post turns and rips a shot right along the goal line at Ryback. And I think that surprised the senior goaltender a little bit. Tough shot there by Reed Post as Eau Claire Memorial breaks out of their own zone. 7:05 left to go in the game. Cards have it. They go D to D off the end boards. And this one comes back out to neutral. And handed off on the right wing side for Lindstrom. And this one is deflected up and out of play. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if it's time to call for a plumbing work and heating, that long overdue bathroom remodel, treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707. Or it's wurzgala.com. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the refs are starting to let them play, and I'm not against it, but if the penalties are basically clear, they need to be calling those.
Yeah, Chi High with a chance. Shot just went over the crossbar, just nearly went top shelf. Here are the Cards back in the zone. Brett Carlson trailing his Mason Johnson. Didn't see him, didn't get it to him. And Memorial in transition. Drops it along the goal line and up and in the chi-high zone. Cards got to be there first. Brett Carlson pinned up against the dasher on the far side with 6:23 left to go. And here is Carlson trying to drag it out. Still inside the zone. Cards have to find it and clear it out. And here they are. Tapped ahead there by Jackson Hoyne. Gets it over for Mason Johnson, who tried to dangle his way into the zone. Big hit right there by Hoyne. And Eau Claire Memorial comes in and they score. Aves have cut the lead to one as they celebrate in front of the chi-high fan base here. And with 6 minutes left to go, they've cut the lead to one. Dylan Byrne with the goal unassisted here in the third at exactly 11 minutes of the period. Wow.
That was a shot.
Yep. Tough shot.
I don't think, well, Colin sure didn't see it out there. Derek didn't see it out there.
No, he didn't. It was a vapor coming in. All right, so Chi-High has got to pick it up here and ride this one to a victory. 5:51 left to go. Back in the Chi-High zone, and the Aves are going to have a little extra jump in their step right now, cutting this lead to one. Here is Jack Bovey. Tried to hit the tape of Carter Bovey just beyond his reach, and it's loose out at neutral ice. Chi-High is going to have to back check and forecheck. And here is Ethan Foyles on the aforementioned forecheck. Back out to neutral ice. Chi-High in offsides, and Foyles didn't know it, and so they're going to call the offsides right here. 5:23, and this will be a long 5 minutes and 23 seconds unless we can get a goal here.
Yeah, they're going to have to stay aggressive. You know, they kind of caught Chi on that goal on a line change,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, they did. Going to have to grind this one out, huh?
Yeah, I think that line change was an ill-advised line change.
Yeah. 5:23 left to go on the game clock. Face-off at the dot just outside the ECM zone. And here we go. Chi-High pushes it forward, but right to the Aves D. And Memorial will bank it off the wall. Gus Thorpe is right there. Start the Cards out of their own D zone. Loose out at neutral. 5:09 left to go. Kicked her out there in the center circle. Lindstrom turns and fires it in. No icing on that, although might have called that one, but we'll take it. There's some calls that were probably should have gone the other direction, too. Reed Post had some weight on that. Threw it toward the hole, but cut off by the Aves D. 4:51 left to go in the game clock. Chi-High back to their own zone. Here is Thorpe. Circles the wagons here, and Thorpe opens up some space and time and comes up the ice. Thorpe across the line. A hard shot on net. That one cupped by Ryback and turned to the corner. And the Cards in the forecheck right here. Jackson Hoyne doing a great job. Hoyne in the corner. Couldn't come up with the loose change. And this one comes back out to neutral with 4 1/4 left to go on the game clock. Cards kind of setting up at neutral ice, trying to build a wall out at center here. And Memorial will send this one on to Dylan Byrne. Byrne and a shot. Oh, a save made right there. Where is it? Oh, Derek Strong pounces on it. Made an acrobatic save on the initial save. And then saw the puck kind of carry him in on him. And he hopped on it. It was just about ready to cross the goal line. And Strong kept it 3-2.
I'm happy for that kid right now.
Man.
He's playing hard. And you can't ask for anything more.
He's kind of said, well, I'm taking this game on my shoulders here, and I'll carry you to the finish line. Aves leading the shot department 31-13. But Chi-High still with a one-goal lead here in the game, and the Cards muscle this one out. Carter Bovey's got it. Skates up the ice. He is checked off, and an icing call. Is that what it is, an icing call
right
here?
Icing call, and I don't know. They didn't call the last one icing. They called this one. This one was not icing. The other one probably was.
I know. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. CBOSM.com/WOGO. CBOSM.com/WOGO. 3:52 left to go. We're back to action. Memorial's got it in the card zone. Chi-High leads it 3-2. Final game of the regular season. Peeled off the dasher. Chi-High in the breakout here. Trying to keep the puck out of their own end of the ice. And here is Brett Carlson across the line. And offsides call here on Chi-High. Well, you've been in these kind of games before. You get a lead. You have a one-goal lead with final minutes of the game. And, man, you look up the clock, you probably feel like it's not moving at all.
Agreed. But the one thing Chi has to do, and you're right, we have been in games like this, is you can't tense up. You have to just keep playing.
Yep. Cards have the puck now off the draw. 3:31 left to go. And here's a shot wide of the cage from neutral from Brett Krista. Chi trying to chase it down in the zone, but not wanting to give Memorial any space either. This one's going to come back to the Chi D zone, and stepping up is Gus Thorpe. Cards in transition. Here's a pass ahead for Mason Johnson, but he couldn't control, and Memorial trying to get the odd man rush. Chi-High gets back, and this one tipped into the corner. Carter Bobey got back in time to cut down the Abe's man advantage here. 2:57 left to go. Lobbed ahead by Chi-High, and a one-time shot off the stick of Mason Johnson. He's fell down. Johnson gets right back up, lays it in the corner. And Thorpe with a shot came off the mitt of Ryback into the corner with 2:40 left to go. And a one-goal edge for Chi-High. This one lobbed back in the Memorial zone. Cards with some fresh players on the ice. This is Andrew Johnson. Lindstrom's out there as well. And an icing call here against ECM with 2:25 left to go on the game clock.
You know, one thing is, Greg, the Cardinals right now at this stage of the game have to be smart. They have to play smart. They can't, when they get over the red line, if nobody's open, just dump the puck.
Yep.
You know, dump it and let, you know, I'm not saying, like I said, yeah, play dump chase, but you have to get it deep. Take time off the clock. Yep. And then, but the off winger, whoever has to go, you know, has to get to the
kick
puck.
Kick it in high gear, right?
Yeah.
Yep. 2:25 left to go. Here's the faceoff in Abe's zone. Chi-High wins it. Shot on net. That one deflected off a stick. A shot by Reed Post, but stayed in the rink. And here is Nick Madsen. 2:10 left to go. Abe's need to get it down in the Chi-High zone, and they get their goaltender out here in the next minute or so. As time ticks down, Chi-High trying to keep it at that end of the ice. Here's Jack Bobey. Bobey jammed up against the wall and still able to cycle the puck around the dasher into the right wing corner. 1:50 left to go on the game clock. Abe's on the breakout. They get it out to neutral. Onto the tape of Blake Onneman. Onneman into the left wing corner, bodied up against the wall with 1:38 left to go. Chi-High carries it out and able to clear it. Nice play by Jackson Hoym as he was going down. Muscled off the puck, but he still got it out of harm's way. Memorial, he's playing inspired hockey right here. Jack Bobey banks it off the wall, up and out. Minute 22 left to go. We'll see how long Ryback is left out there for Memorial. Down to 1:15 on the game clock. Nice keep there by the Aves. Their defenseman, Dylan Byrd.
Nice save.
Another big save as it came over for Benji Roberts. He took a one-timer. And again, another huge save by our goaltender, Derek Strong. And the goalie is out of the net. An empty net for Eau Claire Memorial with 55 seconds left to go on the game clock. Cards have to play it smartly here as Krista's got it, wraps it around the boards. Benji Roberts near the end of his shift. He's out of gas, but he still gets to the puck. Now they come on the left side, and a feed down low for Pankratz, and he couldn't control as the puck hops to the blue line, but held in there, and the Aves have a chance. Here's a shot! It went in! Oh, it went in! It was Benji Roberts. He's got two goals here tonight. And he scores to tie it up with 31.5 seconds left to go. The Cards, Trips needed one more clear, I think, to win this game.
Excuse me, Greg. Greg, on that time, they kind of whiffed on a clear, and I get that happens. But I will give the defenseman for Memorial a couple he made a couple great plays.
Yeah,
I don't know who
he
was. He jumped and grabbed. They tried clearing it, and it was up on the glass, and he made a good vertical jump to bring it down. So he made a couple good plays.
You worked nearly three periods, and Memorial ties it up with 31.5 seconds left to go.
And I don't know if Derek's seen that because I'm just saying there was a big scrum in front of the net when Benji Roberts shot that from the half boards.
Oh, crushing. Well, now you got to pick yourself off the mat. Well, and you got to win this game in regulation or take it to overtime and win it here on your home ice.
So here's the key. Your goaltender has played well. As a coach, you need to lift your goaltender up right now, and you have to say, hey, it's not on you. Just stay strong. You've been playing great.
Yep.
And, but they do have to get on the aggressive, 31 seconds left?
Yep. Well, they could say that this game is meaningless. It doesn't matter at all for seeding, but it isn't. When you play Memorial, it's not a meaningless game.
No. But on how the season has kind of come to an end for the Cardinals, I mean regulation-wise,
yep,
this is a bigger game than just Memorial and whatever.
Yeah, this is bigger for Chippewa than Memorial.
Absolutely.
Because Memorial's the number one seed. They're going to sit at home for a game before they play. They got the bye here. Chi High needs this victory. Right now with 31.5 left or in OT. Memorial dumps it in from neutral ice. 26 seconds left to go. Goaltender back out there. They scored that with the extra attacker. Here's a shot on net. And Strong couldn't hold it, but it's swept aside by the D. Here comes Mason Johnson into the zone and an offsides call right there. Tough luck for Chi High with 11.5 seconds left to go in regulation.
You know, I sure like how Jackson Hoyne plays. He works hard, boy. He works hard every single second he's on that ice.
Johnson, Hoyne out there for Chi High and Carter Bobey on the forward line. And this one came off the stick of Gus Thorpe with 7 seconds left to go, and he'll just backpedal as time winds out. And they'll take it to OT here with
What a smart play by Gus Thorpe. He had a high stick until they touch it. He let it go, and he looked up at the clock, and he was letting the clock roll.
Yep.
So now it's down to 1.3, and it'll be basically a puck drop.
Memorial will have the offensive zone.
Very heads-up play.
That is smart. Yep, you bet. Didn't realize he touched it with a high stick. 1.3 on the game clock here before we go into OT. Face off in the Chi High zone. It's squirreled to the point, and that will do it. We're going to overtime here.
Well, why won't we go to overtime? Yeah, I haven't been with you. I haven't been with you in, like, what, 8 years?
Yeah, no, I know. Why not, huh? Oh, they're going to.
Okay, we're going to overtime.
We're going to go five. Okay, yep. We'll have 5-on-5, and then if we still are in OT, we'll go 5 minutes of 3-on-3 here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, never a dull moment with the Cardinal, Chi Cardinals versus the Apes.
That's for sure. Oh, man, just let me look here. Memorial has been in 4 overtime games. Chi High in 1, 2, and 3 overtime games. And these guys have a little experience in OT. All right. Well, 3-3 the score. Came down to the final half a minute of regulation. Chi High gave up the goal, and Memorial now with the momentum. And let's see. If you're a coach, you're sitting on the bench, how do you get that back again?
Well, you just got to refocus them. You know, honestly, you just got, you know, now it's a new period, basically. So you basically go back to what you did in the beginning of the third period, because Chi came out aggressive.
Yeah, they sure did.
And they were winning the boards. And that's, like I told you earlier, Chi had their chances, and they just, they couldn't put one more home.
Mm.
Like I told you, sometimes when you're in that one goal difference and it's, low, like 1 or 2 minutes left on the clock,
sure,
you start, you know, tightening up,
yeah,
a little bit. You know,
right.
It's like
making your stick,
yeah,
into sawdust here.
Yeah.
When they were wooden sticks.
Yeah.
Not anymore with this composite stuff.
You might get some sparky.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
well, he
true.
Went to sparky, now it's graphite.
Yeah,
yeah,
graphite, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take you to OPT. We'll take a break. Back in a minute here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Tie High, and the Apes tied at 3.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Next one wins. Chi High Memorial going to OT here. And the goaltender's changing spots. Let's see if we can bury this baby and end the regular season on a win.
Well, what I always say in times like these, Greg, shoot the puck, shoot, because you never know.
From any angle,
yep,
right?
Yep, don't look for the pretty one, just shooting the puck.
Both second lines out there for the team, so a little cat and mouse game going on between the coaches here. Scott Parker in his 36th season, and Mike Collins in his third at Eau Claire Memorial, but longtime Blue Golds women's coach. Chi High's got it in their zone. Giveaway and a shot just wide by ECM. Chi High in the breakout. Long pass right there for Ethan Foyles. He turned one, shot it toward the net, but it went wide. Abe's in the breakout. Here's Chi High in the back check. And it is Carter Bobey dancing with it. Over to Jackson LeMay. LeMay in the corner, surrounded by purple. And this one's going to come back to the point. Just underway here in OT. 50 seconds into the overtime period. If they finish this one up, still tied. We go 3-on-3 hockey. Abe's into the zone. Here is Blake Honeman. Fired a shot that rimmed around the corner and into the right wing corner. Chi High taps it ahead. Cards with that Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym line out there right now. Back a drop pass right there, and it is Mason Johnson who dragged the puck and then shot it and deflected up into the lights and out of play here with 6:53 left to go. So that should be an offensive zone drop here.
Both coaches must have been telling the kids the same thing because they're shooting a lot.
Yeah.
It's like shoot.
Yeah, shoot.
Tip, whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
Usually it's some kind of freaky deflection or something, right? Mason Johnson, clean win, back to Thorpe, looks for an opening, shoots, and here's Brett Carlson teed it up, but no go, it was blocked out in front. And here's Jackson Hoym. Hoym tried to string it along the fence on the far side, but Benji Roberts lays this one in the left wing corner, and Kristen's got it for Chi High in the back check. Cards on the break, work it off the dasher, they're up and out, but standing right down below us is Kircher, who stopped it and dropped it in the right wing corner in the Chi High zone. Cards in the breakout right now, but that one's stoned as they came out.
Oh,
and
no!
Ames throw it toward the net. And, oh, man. Where did that one wind up?
Right in his legs.
Whoa. Just before the goal line.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Wow.
As the Ames threw it on our goaltender, and Derek Strong stopped it just before it crossed the critical line.
The Abe's got away with one because Derek Strong is sitting there, and they came in and picked him. As you said, the Cardinal defenseman had a few.
That's when you're supposed to whack your stick at him, right?
A couple Cardinal defensemen had an issue with that, which they should.
Face off in the Chi-High zone. They get it back for the D. Tipped
nice
around
save.
And strong. Another big-time save right there as Chi-High breaks out right here down the ice and into the eighth zone. And this one, Memorial gets to it first, but Chi-High on the forecheck keeps it in. Here is Jackson LeBay. Centering pass. Head foils right, parked right out in front of Ryback. But no go right there. Memorial's got it. They wheel and deal into the zone. Here's Ottoman. Ottoman drifts off to the left and then was stopped. The puck shaken off his stick. And this one is going to be iced by Jack Bovey as the tank was running low for that line.
Both these teams are coming up. When they come off the ice, they're breathing heavy. They're tired.
Hey, you got the whole weekend to catch up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to reach down for something right here. 5:36 left to go in OT. We're tied at three as the Aves scored with 31.5 seconds left to go third period. They got two third period goals to tie this one up. Memorial gets it back for the D. Here is Dylan Byrne. That was blocked out in front. And it's on the half wall. Now drifts into the left wing corner in the Chi-High zone. They get it back for Byrne. Wheels and deals, shoots, that made it to the goaltender, strong with the save, soft off his mitt, and here comes Jackson Hoym. Hoym surrounded by Aves, laid a backhander just wide of the cage, and here is Brett Carlson. Carlson quickly with a backhander trying to center one up, and they keep it in the zone, but Chi-High able to play it ahead, Jackson Hoym, but now it comes out. Hoym is dragged down, but the whistles are going to go silent here, I think, unless it's something so egregious they can't let it go. And here is Krista. Will duck in behind his own tender with 4:47 left to go. The pick and a shot right there by Jack Connor went way wide, and the Cards bring it up and out. And Gabe Pankratz is back in his own zone. Chi-High has got to get some new players on the ice here. And there's Foyles, comes in, oh, shoots the puck off the shoulder, the right shoulder of Ryback, as Foyles had some energy coming right off the bench. Now it's back in the Chi-High zone with 4:19 left to go. Karam's off in the right wing corner, and it's going to be Gus Thorpe who leads him out. Over to Ethan Foyles, comes through the line, lays it off to his right, gets a return pass, but not in time, and Gus Thorpe stops it out of neutral and will lob this one in the right wing corner. Cards quickly get that Mason Johnson Jackson Hoym line back out there with 3:53 left to go as the Aves bounce this one in on Derek Strong. Here is Jack Bovey, scoops it off the wall. Bovey moves his way up the ice, drags it off to his left, now up on the near fence and into the zone. Bovey trying to do it himself here in the left wing corner, and this one's going to come out and oh! It is Dylan Byrne who's got it for Eau Claire Memorial as Bobby lost the puck. And Byrne comes in, tries a shot right along the goal line, deflects into the right wing corner, still caught up in the Card zone. 3:17 left to go here in the first overtime, in the 5-on-5 overtime. And the puck is kicked around in traffic high in the Chi-High zone. Memorial's got it. There's a feed, and it's loose. Now in the right wing corner, here's a shot taken, and that went off the glove of Strong. He didn't put the glove over it, and Chi-High's got it clear here with 2:56 left to go. Cards look gassed right now as the puck floats in behind the goaltender, and here is Jack Bovey, works it off the fence and up and out. And the Cards need to get it deep in the zone to change players as Bobby's got to come off. And here comes Jackson Hoym. Hoym maneuvers right down the slot, took a shot, and that one ricocheted into the left wing corner. And here's an icing call on Eau Claire Memorial. And the Cards are going to get a much needed offensive zone face-off and can change some players here too.
That was definitely a long shift for both teams. I'm looking at both Eau Claire Memorial and Chi Cardinals, and they're gassed.
Yeah, they
are. And really so. They're playing hard.
Oof. 2:30 left to go. We're tied at three. Shots are 41-13 in favor of Eau Claire Memorial. Typically, we've seen Chi-High with those kind of shot totals, but tonight it's ECM 41-13. 2:30 left in the overtime. 5-on-5. Face-off to the blocker side of Ryback. A shot on net from Foyles. And the Cards were crowding around him, but a whistle sounds, so everybody back to your previous starting spots. Clock is running here. 2:15 left to go. And I think they're gonna add some. They're gonna add some time to the clock. It was running there for a little bit. A pause here as they reset the clock. I don't think the players are going to complain about this. They probably
they get a breather, but I
appreciate the rest here, catch their breath. 2:20,
and it's in our offense zone, so I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. Jackson LeMay to take the draw for Chi High. Hopefully, a win here in the offensive zone. It's loose right along the boards, but Eau Claire Memorial comes up. They got a 2-on-1. Here they come. Ottoman comes in. There's a shot and a save by Derek Strong, and the Cards not appreciate how they crashed the net right there.
That should be a penalty on the Eau Claire Old Aves. They swatted at Colin Strong, or Derek Strong's hand.
Yep,
you don't.
Once
you should
you have
be getting,
it,
you should
yeah,
be not letting
exactly.
that get away
no,
with.
Exactly. But you know, you get into this overtime. Whistles go quiet here.
It takes
a lot of big time penalty to draw one in overtime.
Agreed, and I agree with you, but obviously maybe I'm a little biased. When a goalie has
no,
a save,
you
do not hit him.
I agree. Yep. All right, Chi High calls her TO here. 2:08 left to go in overtime. Extra time here tonight. Nobody leaving the barn for sure. And man, 2:08 left to go here. And got to get some momentum going, some shots in their end of the ice.
Well, I'm not saying they're gonna, but if I was Chi High, I would maybe stack a line right here and see what you can get.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you have to wait, and play 3-on-3, but sometimes you have to take a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe you put, and say, are you guys okay to be out there for 2 minutes? I think you put Jack Bolby and Gus Thorpe on defense, and put, Mason Johnson,
Jackson
Hoyne, and, I don't know who the third one would be up there, but.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. They might have been listening to me.
They were listening to me, Greg. Brett Carlson is going to be on this line. Boyles has played there, Carlson as well. Yeah, they've got the earpiece in for Wogo Radio, and they're tuned in. Yeah, so they are stacking it up, but we've got to win a defensive zone draw here.
We've not won that many.
Nope. All right, face off to the glove side of Derek Strong. This one goes into the right wing corner and up and out of play here. Everybody, or a lot of people, standing up watching this one now. Ringing around the wall, the boards. Continuous line of people looking through the glass. 2:02 left to go in OT. See, normally you'd have to pay to get in. This is a great spot for you.
Yeah, it is.
All right, face off in the Card zone. We'll do it again. Chi High wrapping it around the boards, trying to hit Jackson Hoyme down the trail here. Hoyme's got it. Bodied up. Hoyme. He had Mason Johnson out in front, and he fired it just went wide. Great play right there. Those guys are just so talented. Chi High in the back check. Here is Carlson. Carlson's got Jack Bobby on his wing. And Bobby's going to go back to D here. And we got a Memorial player playing back behind our D, and the Cards didn't see him. And Chi High clears it back out to neutral ice. 1:25 left to go in the overtime session. 5-on-5. Here's another pitch ahead for Blake Onneman. Onneman in the left wing side. And easily sticked aside there by Derek Strong. Chi High back out to center ice. And here comes Memorial. Again, Onneman with a shot. It goes in. Blake Onneman with the game winner. And Chi High has still not defeated Memorial twice in a season for decades. Oh, my goodness. That is tough.
You know this young goaltender and Derek Strong needs to keep his head up because, the shots were 44-14, and he played a heck of a game, only being a 4-3 game. So, you have to take something positive from this, and you know, Derek came back strong.
Boy.
No pun
so
intended.
So tough, yeah. Oh, so tough. So tough for Chi High. But I think, Trips, you can take something out of this because they did play a much better game.
Yep.
Even though they were outshot decidedly here tonight, there were a lot of the game they played pretty well here.
Yep.
And had Memorial on their heels until the last part of the third period.
I know it's deflating because games like this always are, no matter if you played well or not.
Yep.
They're deflating, but I'll tell you, they need to keep their heads up because they played a heck of a game.
Oh, man. All right, so the Aves take this one, and Chi High winds up the regular season at 15-9, and Memorial at 17-6-1. And the number one seed will have a chance to be at home that first game of the playoffs.
You know,
and they are thrilled to get this win.
Well, you know, Greg, one great thing you need to know about this too is. You know you can skate with the number one seeded team in the section. So
right. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yep.
If you come out and play like you did tonight, you know, you're gonna be able to compete with anybody in the section.
Yeah. Great game. A very entertaining game.
Yeah, absolutely.
4-3 win for ECM tonight over Chippewa Falls.
You know, and we had a lot of hurt players,
yeah,
too.
We did.
So
that's
I mean you can take a lot out of this, but
Yep. Yeah, Jack Bovey playing hurt. You have Boland and Hebert out tonight with injuries. So tough one to swallow here, but you got to put it away.
Yep.
File it away because now it's postseason. Anything can happen in the postseason.
Kind of like they say in the NFL, right? Just make it to the postseason. It's a new league. Everybody's 0-0.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's a new scorecard, so to speak.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back, talk about it. We'll have Glass and Mirror postgame show and Holly Bovey's Names You Know stats recap ahead here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards lose this one in OT, 4-3 to the Aves. We will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial getting together, over 100 games between the teams, and it's just what a series of games they've had through the years. And this one, a 4-3 win for Eau Claire Memorial. They came storming back in the third period, got a goal, the game tying goal, 31.5 seconds left to go, and the game winner from Blake Hahnemann at 6:55 of overtime. And Chi High just could not grind this one out in the last. The net was open. Memorial pulled their goaltender, Reed Ryback, but just could not get the puck at their end of the ice. And that happens. It's just hard to backpedal and win a game, even keep the lead when you're backpedaling in your own zone.
Yeah, I keep going back to this, Greg, is we could not clear the zone when they got the game-tying goal. And we tried several times off the glass, and their defenseman, I don't know who it was, I believe it was number 3, which was
Nick Madsen.
Nick Madsen. He jumped and picked it out of the sky.
So, good D.
You know, so, I mean, got to give them credit, but we just could not clear the clear the zone.
Yep.
That was the key of tying
sure
goal.
Was. Well, on to our post-class, post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post-Glass and Mirror Chi High with the lead going into the third at a two-goal lead. But, hey, you called it. You said that's the toughest lead in hockey. You know, it's the old axiom. And, man, it was.
It was, yeah.
It was. We just could not hold on to that two-goal lead. Memorial picks up their 17th victory of the season on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. Post-Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, let's get to our Holly Bovey stats recap. Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Memorial scored first at 5:43 of the first period. It was Dylan Byrne, who's an outstanding defenseman, scored. But then the Cards came back with a couple of power play goals. The first one by the senior. It's senior night here tonight. And it was Reed Post who picked up his sixth goal of the year. And that was a power play goal at 15:25 of the first period. Here's Reed Post. And laid it off to the left side.
Oh, he's good!
Reed Post beat the goaltender right back. Five-hole and dribble through his legs. And on senior night, the senior Reed Post ties his baby up on the power play. 15:25, time of that goal. Chi High got another power play goal at 8:09 of the second period. That was Gus Thorpe. Had a big night. Thorpe with a couple of goals. And another one at 14:48. Of the second, but Memorial scored an unassisted goal in the third period by Byrne again, and that was at 11 minutes of the third. And then at 16:29 of the third, the game-tying goal from Benji Roberts, unassisted goal at 16:29, and then the game winner in OT, 6:55 of the overtime session. It was Blake Hahnemann, the hero for Eau Claire Memorial, and Chi High winds up with the overtime defeat here tonight at the hands of the Aves. So there you go, our Holly Bovey's Names You Know stats recap here on WOGO Radio. All right, we'll take another break. We sent Scott Tripler down to catch up with Scott Parker, get his thoughts about tonight's game, and looking ahead to the postseason here We'll do that coming up. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson, going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Ooh. Again, yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
That's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Alley for Butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Four 4-3 overtime loss for the Cards here tonight in their regular season finale. So Chi-High falls to 15-9 on the year. They're 8-6 in the BRC Memorial, the number one seed. Man, they are playing well here at the end of the season. They are 17-6-1. They will host that first game and have a bye in the first game and then host the second round of the playoffs. They are 12-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. They're not an overwhelming team, but Mike Collins has got them playing great. They bought into a system, and They are taking on all comers. So got to tip the hat to those guys here tonight, beating Chi-Hi on the Cards home ice. Got buckets the rest of the way this week. Tomorrow night, it's the McDonald Max girls basketball team on the road at Cadott. 6:55 pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney. And then on Saturday afternoon, the Cards girls buckets team, basketball team, travels to New Richmond to take on the Tigers. Mark Halverson's going to have the call for you. 2:40 Cardinal countdown pregame show. Let's go downstairs. Trips is caught up with Scott Parker.
Thanks, Greg. Well, Coach, my first time back on the radio in like 6 to 8 years. You made it a good one. It was an exciting game. First of all, there's a lot of positives to take out of this game going into the postseason. Granted, it was a heartbreaking loss with the overtime, but Derek Strong seemed to have a good game. They all shot 44-13, and Derek made some big saves. It seemed like he got a little more confidence back and seemed like the team started clicking around a little bit. So to take something positive away from it, that's a big positive going into the postseason.
Yeah, Derek had a great game, and he kept us in there. Offensively, we usually don't get outshot like that. So that just shows you that there's a little disconnect today. Offensively, this was not our best output when we only put 13 on net. And, you know, they're the number one seed for a reason. They played well tonight, and they came back and beat us in our barn. And we got to learn how to finish those games. And, you know, offensively, it just wasn't there tonight. And when we only put on 13 shots, we got to figure this out, or this is the way it's going to end, because usually we play offense a lot better than we did tonight.
I agree with you, but another positive is, Coach, is, you know, so you go into the playoffs, you just got done playing the number one seed in the section, and you went to overtime with them without a great offensive showing when you're getting outshot 3-1, basically, and you went to overtime with them. So that's something you can take away with from that game and you can build upon.
It is, but, you know, we can't mince words right now. We're disappointed, and we, you know, as positive you want to be, Scott, there's some dejected kids in there, and we just got to pull it together. It just seems like three or four kids every game, for one reason or another, don't play that well, and we're struggling the first period. You saw that. And we struggle at simple things like getting the puck over and in and develop a forecheck. I would say that Memorial's D could be the best D I've seen all year. And establishing a forecheck was very difficult tonight. And we couldn't get around them either. We couldn't. We had a few opportunities on a couple one-timers that we didn't cash in on. But, you know, our deal is play better, stronger, faster, and I give Memorial a lot of credit. They came out and they took it to us, and wanted this game a little bit more than we did.
Well, Coach, you start the postseason off with Ashland here in your own barn. If you get by them, more than likely you'll end up facing Hudson.
Yep, and another tough Big Rivers team. You know, it's been either Hudson or Memorial for a long, long time, and you know, I feel that our best is yet to come. I don't know why is that, because I'm kind of a guy that's kind of like a half empty guy.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, I think our best hockey can be played. We just got to put it together, and we have to figure that out in 1, 2, 3 practices. And maybe this salt on this thing will inspire and get us to play harder, better, smarter. And especially establishing our forecheck, which was almost non-existent tonight. So hopefully this will we'll learn a few lessons. And, you know, we don't have a lot of time to learn lessons anymore. We've had a very tough schedule, we've had to learn tough lessons all year long. So, you know, I give our guys credit. We were up 3-1. We were 30 seconds away from a win, but that's hockey. You got to finish it off. And I think that if we get a couple players back here, we'll probably, you know, we get Jack on offense. That's a big part of our offense. You know, we just got to get on our horse and get after a little bit better offensively.
And lastly, Coach, it was senior night. Just a quick few words about each senior. You got Ezra Lindstrom, you got Reed Post, and Jack Bovey. And Reed was lucky enough to get a puck in the net tonight on a senior night. But those are three good guys in locker room, and just a couple words about each one of those seniors that you're gonna miss.
Yeah, Posty's a really great team guy. He worked his way into a starting role this year, but even if he's not out there, he's still trying to get the bench rolling. Still like, let's go, guys, and real positive. Always got a big smile on his face, cannon of a shot, and just a pleasure to be around. There is nothing wrong with that locker room. Sometimes there's drama, and that. That's a great locker room, and a lot of it's because of these seniors. Ezra's the same way. Hobie Baker would be proud of these guys. They do the right thing on and off the ice. And Ezra is a grinder. He goes hard, and we appreciate what he does out there because it's hard. Hockey's a tough game. It's a tough game for Ezra's a rock. So he gets knocked down, he gets right back up. And then finally, Jack, he's the heart and soul of the team. He's the captain. And, you got put back on defense. And that's not always the most fun thing in the world, especially if you're a forward. But he did all right out there. And very positive kid. Loves his family and playing with his brother when he was a freshman. And it's too bad his other brother is hurt this year. But he's big into taking care of his brothers and kind of, making the locker room family. And so, it's really not about goals and assists for these three. They're just good guys, and I truly mean that. And I just told them that in the locker room. I said, this is a good locker room, guys. There's no drama, and you guys are good guys. We lost a game. It's not the end of the world. It just stings,
All right, Coach. Well, good luck in the playoffs, and, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Thanks, Tripp. Appreciate seeing you. Thanks for doing this.
You bet. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Terrific. Well, we've got a new season. Chi-High will play Ashland on Tuesday in the regionals. We'll be here with them. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show, 7 o'clock drop of the puck. Then on Thursday night, we've got the girls, CFM girls, against Black River Falls. Michaela Hogan will join me, 6:40 airtime, for the pregame show from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Great to be back with Trips again here in the booth. Thank him for coming by tonight, being with me, and wish we could have sent a win out there. We got Austin Taylor and Tim Fosvick down in the Caribbean, and they listened to us on the air, and it was just a good game, but unfortunately came out a little short here in the overtime. Final again, Eau Claire Memorial 4, Chi-High 3. In overtime, thanks to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Communication Center. For Scott Tripler, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk hockey again on Tuesday, Chi-High and Ashland. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.